tomorrow's news today.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. President Trump, it looks like, has a little Halloween present, a little trick for the communist dictatorship of Venezuela. U.S. strikes on Venezuela are only days away, according to reports of the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. And by the way, I predicted that. I agree with it. With possible land invasion on the table, Trump calls on the Senate to launch a nuclear option to override shutdown, plus a nation braces for unrest as SNAP benefits on brink of cutoff. And if they get rid of the filibuster, then with the law, it's nearly impossible to ever bring it back. And I like spending bills to have a 60% majority. It's the checks and balances are good, but when the Democrats hold the country hostage, then Trump has to use every option he's got that's constitutional. But it's still dangerous. So we've got all those developments. We have the left just spoiling for an excuse and their constituency, a bunch of welfare queens and others, to get extremely violent immediately tomorrow when the money doesn't load onto the cards. In fact, I bet even if the Senate overrides it with a nuclear option and passes the legislation to fund it, it's over $100 billion a year just for the EBT cards, about $8 billion a month, you're still going to see unrest because there's been so much organizing and planning, and the Democrats have been somewhat successful, not with the general public, not in general polling. Upwards of 70% of America say they're the ones behind it. It's kind of sad 30% of that stupid, they don't know. But with their real moronic constituency, they really believe that Trump is Adolf Hitler 2.0 and is trying to starve them all to death. And so it's a great excuse to go out and loot and steal and kill. So we've got all of that. There's just so much more. And then I heard about this a few days ago, and I thought, I'm not going to get into that. And then I actually read what he wrote. We got prominent Zionists calling for Tucker Carlson to be actually killed for having Nick Fuentes on.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Most banned network in the world.
October 31st, 2025. Coming to you from the embattled, legendary InfoWars studios in South Austin, transmitting in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny worldwide. We have some really huge, informative guests today. Del Bigtree, right at the heart of ROK Jr.'s powerful Maha Revolution to expose Big Pharma poison shots, the fluoride, the GMO, all of it has huge developments. Joining us in studio in the second hour. Then Larry Sanger, the founder of Wikipedia, to expose the censorship complex, to talk about Musk launching his new Grok-style Wikipedia that they're calling right-wing extremism. No, I've read it. It actually seems pretty fair and accurate. We'll be talking about that with Larry Sanger. And then we'll have open phones and a lot of other news, obviously, in the fourth hour today. I haven't decided exactly when tomorrow we are going to do a special live emergency report. Maybe later in the day, so that we have more time to see what unfolds or matures or rots, as we should say. But I believe you will see a lot of uptick in violence and civil unrest and murder and robbery and looting and general lawlessness tomorrow. Whether or not the Senate Republicans vote with a simple majority, which they can do, to override the filibuster. But that's been around forever, and if you get rid of it, well, then when the next party gets in, if you ever get rid of it, you can't bring it back, then they can, with a simple majority, bring in a lot of tyranny. So it's a speed bump that the founders put in there for a reason. But we are in a crisis, and so Trump has called for the filibuster to be removed because the Democrats are about to cut off 40-plus million people's benefits that are totally dependent on it. Some are really disabled. Some people really need it. Most of them just were brought up on it and never had jobs and have no idea how to fend for themselves. And a lot of people obviously sell them to buy drugs and things like that. But it will be explosive. like walking into a munitions factory and lighting a stick of dynamite and throwing it in, to a stack of artillery shells. Who knows how big it'll be or how the explosion is going to go off or how crazy it's going to be is really up to how long this shutdown goes. But I don't see the filibuster being overridden today or tomorrow or next week, because the Senate has wisely kept that. Even both parties have not, they want to get rid of it. I mean, some of the parties have called for it. The Democrats, wanted it during Trump's first term, but they were smart enough to understand, the Republicans will get that later. It is called the nuclear option for a reason. But I understand why Trump's saying get rid of it, because he's talking about a nuclear option. This is another nuclear option of all the SNAP and EBT cutoff. And the Democrats fully intend to keep the shutdown going indefinitely because it's all they have left to hold the country hostage. The primary method invoking cloture, the standard way to end a filibuster, is through a cloture vote under Senate rules. Here's how it works step by step. File a cloture motion. At least 16 senators sign and submit a petition to end debate on the bill, nomination, or measure. This can happen while the filibuster is ongoing. Lay over period, that's the second way. The motion lays over for one full legislative day, which may span multiple calendar days of the Senate recess rather than adjourns. During this time, debate can continue. Number three, vote on cloture after the layover. The Senate votes on the motion. A 60-vote threshold is required to invoke cloture, 3/5 of the full Senate, assuming all 100 members vote if successful. So we will watch that very, very closely. And coming up, I've got federal unions, I've got Fetterman, I've got a whole bunch of senior Democrats saying, look, this is the Democrats. The Republicans brought forward a clean bill. The Republicans voted 13 times to not shut things down with bills that weren't even this clean with Biden. They didn't play dirty. And now, 10 months into Trump, everything they've done to try to stop us has failed. So now they're holding the country hostage. And even corporate media now is asking them, well, why are you doing this? Well, we really can't say. And then you've got all these senior Democrats like Schumer and others saying, this is the only leverage we have. So out of one side of their mouth, they admit they're doing it. Out of the other side, they say it's the Republicans. And I guess the Republicans could say, okay, here's your $100 billion for illegal aliens to have free health care and everything else. Okay, here's your billions of dollars for transgender surgeries. Okay, all the stuff you put in there, just whatever you want, you get it. And you're basically in charge, even though your party lost the House, the Senate, in the legislative and the executive, and doesn't control the judicial. The Republican Party under Trump has the trifecta. All three branches of the federal government. Now, the Democrats have almost every city in the country's blue. Most of the big towns are. They control a minority of the states, but some of the biggest populations. Through election fraud, they stay in control, and their incredible, legendary gerrymandering that the Republicans are now rolling back a little. I mean, it's nothing compared to the gerrymandering the Democrats were involved in. Like, I don't even see gerrymandering by Republicans. I see them pushing back lightly and you know, what, 5 new seats for Republicans just by redistricting so far? It needs to be a lot more. I mean, you look at how California and all these states are drawn up. It's totally insane for the Democrats. Illinois is the worst, probably. So their reign of corruption and manipulation is coming to an end. They have the lowest approval ratings in their history, the lowest fundraising in their history. They are extincting themselves. What we're seeing is a temper tantrum, death rattle, doom spiral, as they try to suck us down to the black hole of their demise. And then I see the Republican Party kind of splitting into two parties, the libertarian, more socially liberal wing, and then a more America First nationalist right-wing Christian operation. And this is happening all over the world. People are done with neoliberalism. They're done with political correctness. It's not just in the Western world. People are getting more traditional, more right-wing, whatever you want to call it, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia. People are sick of Hollywood. You have to say what the tip of the spear of the evil is. They are tired of it. People know communism is horrible. They know socialism is horrible. You have pockets of people in blue cities and young leftists, you know, that think communism is great. But that's it. And there's a lot of young people at record levels that are super hardcore nationalists. So we have the momentum. We have the initiative. We have history on our side. We have common sense. But the forces of evil are not going to go away quietly. But they've been in control really for the last 100 years, and now we're in the new turning. And so it's for up to us not to just defeat their ideas, but to offer our own better ones, which we're doing. So let's do this first before I play Fetterman and other Democrats just saying, look, the party's worse off than I thought. Fetterman is going to leave the Democrats. Fetterman knows that Pennsylvania has gone completely deep red. There's just massive Democrat election fraud there, well documented. I was there during the election, there with Tucker, and traveled all over the state. And I got totally mobbed at every gas station, every hotel. I'd be walking down the street, and three or four police vans would, you know, pull up and jump out to shake my hand. Black people, old people, young people. I mean, I got nothing. Nothing but love. And they're all like, it's fraud, it's fraud. We're really Republicans. It's a scam. They caught all the buses of illegals getting bussed in to vote. And a bunch of them got indicted. And so Fetterman is a real politician. I'm not saying he's even a good person. And he did have those strokes and things, so I thought he was completely retarded. Now that he's gotten a lot better and lost weight and got on medications and things, he's actually pretty smart. And by that, he knows which way the wind is a-blowing. Just like people like Bill Maher and even, you know, other, quote, liberal comedians, they know that all of the sold-out comedy shows for the last 5 years, and it's more intense now, are super hardcore right-wing. I mean, you go to Joe Rogan's mothership, and it sounds like my show every night with all the comedians. I've gone to other comedy clubs. It's like, wow, this is the Alex Jones show. And I don't say that as a way like, oh, aren't I great? I'm saying the litmus test of the Democrats, the deep state, trying to shut me down the last 10 years and saying, you know, this guy's patient zero. If his ideas keep spreading, it's game over. Well, guess what they did? And I don't take all the credit. I was just a focal point of this. And the big wave that came out of all the patriots before me, before the 90s. And then we had this giant awakening. But as I said, this is just the detonator. You think this is big? You ain't seen nothing yet. So I understand trends. And now the new wave is 20 times bigger than the wave that I really triggered. And it was a confluence of things. It was the internet coming online for the general public, more people getting on the internet in the 90s, and just the information coming out and just everything, and how I wanted to get on every media outlet I could, and how I went out and basically self-syndicated and all that. It's just interesting history to now see how far we've come. So for those of you that want to see things happen quicker because you just woke up, it's mainly people that just woke up in the last few years. You're all pissed off saying, I want this now. Well, compared to how fast we were moving 30 years ago, this is instant gratification. So when I get up here and get, you know, really reality filled and exuberance filled and positive filled, it's not white pilled, oh, everything's fine, let's go to sleep, we'll get our popcorn. It's no, man, we are in the driver's seat. We have the initiative, we're winning, but our enemies know that and are striking back, so we ain't out of this yet. But I also want to encourage everybody out there to come in for the big win. Yeah, I started saying a couple of years ago to Zuckerberg, you better get on board and run up the white flag. And you notice he did. And I'm seeing signs of it everywhere. So I just, again, this is mainly a message to the globalists on top and some of their dumber minions that you need to give up now. I know I spent a lot of time on that, but the enemy listens. So that's my message to them. And I told you, I don't bluff. I don't just say something to intimidate you and hope you believe it. And I'm fake it till I make it. I'm the opposite of fake it till you make it. I'm the winter soldier. I've been at the ramparts for 35 years. I got the bullet holes to prove it. This operation is our standard. It's a battle flag of the rebirth of the Republic. And as a flag, metaphysically, it's burned, it's fringed, it's got holes all shot in it. It just makes it more powerful. And so that's what it's all about. This operation, this family, this crew, our guests, the listeners, the viewers, the activists, we are the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And what our enemies were afraid was going to happen, happened in spades. And so I can tell you the state of the rebirth of our republic is strong. But we are not out of the woods yet. So let me just play you the latest. I mean, there's hundreds of these. EBT American urges Walmart staff to let shoppers steal if benefits cut. Well, yeah, they'll kill them if they don't. EBT recipient, Trump has 2.5 seconds to turn food stamps back on, or we'll all steal from Walmart. See, it's like a starting gun. It's like the lights turning green at the Indy 500. It's the excuse to do this. We've got Islamicists. There's been a lot of EBT videos all over X, and they're all very repetitive. This one stands above them all. The level of entitlement is amazing. Yeah, people think these are junk videos. No, that's how entitled these lunatics are. And then this woman, oh, we're going to starve to death. Why is it always a 400 or 500-pound woman telling us about how she's going to starve? So go to these, and then I'll go to Fetterman. Here it is.
Let me tell y'all something. If they don't give out them stamps at the beginning of the month, I know one thing for certain, two things for sure. All y'all Walmart greeters and receipt checkers better do what Martin Luther King told you to do and turn the other cheek. If you see somebody walking out with a steak in their hood, turn the other cheek. You see somebody with the oxtail print on their chest under the shirt, turn the other cheek. If you see somebody walk out with a whole cart full because they got kids, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he hungry, huh? They got kids to feed at home, so they walking out with the cart full. What you gonna do? Turn that other cheek. And to all of the security, the loss prevention, you ain't preventing nothing next month. Don't zoom in on the cameras in the back. Zoom out. If you want to be a part of the revolution, zoom out on the cameras and turn the other cheek at the door. Don't you be on your job. Don't stand on their business. You stand on the people's business. Huh? Stand on business for the people. Turn the other cheek. Zoom out.
I'm going to tell you something. Trump got about 2.5 seconds. Turn these motherfucker stamps back on, or it's gonna be a jet two motherfucker holiday all up and through Walmart. And I ain't fucking playing. Cause let me tell you something. You got us fucked up. You got us fucked up if you think we're not gonna go in these stores and do what the fuck we was already doing. We was already doing it, but see now we telling y'all. Okay, we was already telling y'all, but see now we don't give a fuck. Damn, we already didn't give a fuck. Damn. Well, I guess ain't really nothing to say, but turn the fucking stamps back on, nigga. That's your ass.
Please stop donating meal kits to food pantries. First of all, this is not disability accessible. People have food allergies, people are gluten intolerant, people are lactose intolerant. In fact, a lot of non-white people are lactose intolerant. And this also takes away choice and autonomy to poor people. You're saying, here, I meal planned for you, instead of letting them choose what they should do with the food. And I'm not saying this to be callous, but all of these recipes are for white people. Okay? And people who are not white want to be able to cook the foods that they're familiar with, that their children will eat, that make them feel good or comfortable or, you know, pull at their heartstrings. They should be allowed to uphold their cultural foods and eat their cultural diet. And if a portion of their food benefit is your white-centric, lactose-laden meal plan, it's doing more harm than good.
And next week, when millions of people are going to have to resort to possibly stealing in order to feed themselves and their families. And the government complains, because they will complain about the crime rate going up, even though they're the ones who fucking did it.
I guarantee you this creature can't wipe
Make sure
our ass.
You point your anger at the system and the people at the top, because they're the ones who took the food away from families and poor people and starving children. The poor people just want to eat. They just want to survive like the rest of us. They just want to keep living like the rest of us. So when you see them stealing, because you will, because they're going to have to, make sure your anger isn't directed at the individual. This goes so much deeper. It's time to flip some fucking tables.
Yeah, it's a revolution. And then, of course, these businesses will just shut down like they've done in most of the blue cities. Now the looters are going to have to travel 30, 40 miles to go loot someplace. They'll kill people. And it's the revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And all we do is hurt the consumers, hurt the average American with prices going up and the insurance going up. It's all part of the stabilization plan that Tim Walz's wife said when Minneapolis was burning and he had the National Guard stand down. She said she loved it because she's a Maoist. These people are disgusting. Absolutely criminal. And the Democrats have done this, but they're moron constituents. I mean, I guarantee you that 500-pound woman of your radio listener, you didn't get subjected to looking at her. I mean, she weighs 500 pounds. I bet she can barely walk. Guarantee you that ass ain't getting washed. She can't even fit in a full giant, king-size bathtub. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, what the hell? Here's another one of these Jabba the Hutt creatures talking about starving to death because of Trump. Here it is.
Of the school district, I only get paid once a month. By the time I get my bills paid, I have nothing left to pay for food and other basic needs. If it wasn't for SNAP benefits, I wouldn't be able to feed my children or myself. I work, pay my bills, and like every other mom, I want to be sure that I have enough food to put on the table.
What do you want to bet her kids all weigh 200, 300 pounds and that they're eating 10,000 calories a day? Now, they sit there, they eat full cakes, gallons of ice cream, giant containers of Twinkies. I mean, they shoot videos. They're proud of it. And then they don't have jobs, most of them. And then they want us to sit there and take care of their disgusting lard asses. And they're all as stupid as you can get. And this is what socialism grows. In a real society, your back's broken, whatever, you don't have family take care of you, okay, we take care of you. But when you want to sit around and eat three boxes of Lucky Charms every day, I mean, look at this. We have created this. We have grown these creatures, these entitled monsters who are all Democrats. Good Lord, get it off the screen. All right, I got Fetterman and others' response to this. Then I want to get into the U.S. is getting ready to hit Venezuela. And if Venezuela fires any missiles back, the U.S. is going into Venezuela. This is a real war. We have the details. I predicted it's coming 6 months ago, and now we're here. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
A I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The world has never been closer to nuclear war. This is what happens during massive turnings.
I'm home. All the time. We finally, really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you all to hell!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not celebrating it. I'm not happy about it, but I understand that Trump is doing what he believes is the right thing to do. Thomas Jefferson would do if he was alive today and the president. as he was the third president, would do what Trump's doing. In fact, probably be even heavier-handed, even though he was not an interventionist and an isolationist. When our interests were attacked across the world, he responded, well, this is in our backyard. And I said a week ago, I said, I would imagine within a week to 2 weeks, you will have a major bombing campaign inside Venezuela to take out military-backed drug labs and airfields. And if Maduro fires back, because he's already been firing the fentanyl and cocaine and heroin into the U.S., killing millions, that then the United States will take out Maduro. Well, Maduro's now saying he's got 5,000 Russian missiles he's going to shoot at the aircraft carriers and other attack ships in the area. And if you notice, the ships have moved in close, really offering themselves up to that. So this is about to be Gulf of Tonkin 2.0. And that doesn't mean Trump is going to stage an attack on our ships or say one happened that didn't, but that's where we're at. And there's different elements in the intelligence agencies and military-industrial complex. And this is the time that they could pull an attack on the ships and blame Venezuela to get us into full war. They could also set up Trump's attack, leak the intelligence to Venezuela to create a Bay of Pigs scenario. So I understand why Trump's doing it. It's constitutional. It's the doctrine of America. This is not neoconism, all these wars around the world for the globalists and Israel and others. This is in our strategic purview. That does not mean I am saying do it. That's nuanced because that's how the world works. If you actually understand doctrine and the rest of it, this is realism, not neoconism. But when our interests are openly threatened, and Venezuela is in our business, our elections, fraud, money laundering, all of it, Trump wants to cut off the deep state, cutting off the funding to Ukraine that the Democrats launder back, cutting off Venezuela. That is the same thing. And Venezuela rolled over 2 weeks ago and said, we'll give you a huge cut of the oil, the gold, all of it. And Trump said, I don't want your money. You're a dictator. You work with the Democrats. You always break your deals. So, no. So the decision's been made. I can see all the signs. I haven't been told by the White House this was a sure thing. I haven't been told by the Pentagon that because they haven't been told. Trump hasn't given the order yet. But I can see the buildup. I understand the military. I study the forces. And I can tell you, they're not parking all that and got 10,000 Marines training with amphibious assaults the last few months in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico, now moving in closer because they're planning on playing patty cake. So we're probably going to see big action . Hell, they might hit him tonight. Maybe Saturday night. I sense an attack is imminent. And I said that Monday. In fact, have the archivist grab it. I said it Monday and Tuesday. I said, I believe an attack in the next week to 2 weeks, probably even, this weekend. That is what I pick up with all the pieces I'm seeing. And Trump may take his finger off the trigger, but I can tell you, I see the posture. And with Trump, he doesn't do posturing just for posturing's sake. As U.S. ramps up pressure, Venezuela pleads with Moscow for help. You know Trump's talked to Putin about this. You got your backyard, we got ours. Sorry, Russia's not coming to help you, Venezuela. The deal's already been made. Maduro. Nicolas Maduro. Yeah, you got your Russian missiles. You already got those. Those are not even mid-grade, the best the Russians have. Will they shoot down some aircraft? Probably. Will a few missiles make it into any U.S. ships? Probably not, with the anti-missile defense systems they've got. And if Maduro, here's what's going to happen. If Maduro sits there and takes it and has his drug bases blown up, then Maduro will be left there, at least as long as his own people will allow him to operate. But Trump is prodding to get his own people to get rid of him. But if Maduro fires one missile at our aircraft or our ships, the United States is going to take out their anti-aircraft systems, then they're going to hit their main military bases, not just the drug bases, and then they're going to hit the palace, and they're going to hit the leadership. And then once the air defenses are down, you're going to have C-130s with howitzers and high-powered miniguns are going to fly in and just vaporize any remaining ground forces. And then they're going to dump Delta Force into the palace, or they're going to drop bunker busters. Those are different things they could do. And it's bye-bye, Maduro. F around, find out. And again, I see all over the news, leftist news, national news, Jones has suddenly turned on his 30 years of anti-war. Oh, well, since was I a loving anti-war like you? You guys, the left's all pro-war. I'm against your Russia war, your Iraq wars, all your crap. It's all bull. The regime change in Syria, they didn't do anything to us. Put Al-Qaeda in charge? That's wrong. This is Venezuela in our business. This is Venezuela manipulating our elections and helping kill millions of people. So we have a military for a reason. And see, my thinking is aligned with Trump's. And then I understand why he's doing what he's doing. But the deep state really wants to set Trump up. And so it all comes down to how much does Trump trust Ratcliffe? Because you can say, oh, well, it's a military operation. The CIA's on the ground. They're feeding intelligence both ways to the Defense Department and vice versa. Yeah, crude oil's exploding. Oil spikes and reports U.S. military attacks on Venezuela imminent, just hours or days away. And again, what did I say on Monday? What did I say on Saturday? I said specifically probably next weekend, because I just see everything ripening. It's like the old-fashioned coffee makers or boiling water, and then it does the whistle. And you hear the... How do you know it's ready? Because you hear the whistle. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. And so that's where we are. We'll look more at that. But the final piece of the reason Trump is doing this is to implement the Monroe Doctrine again, implement strategic U.S. control of our hemisphere again, block the Democrats for their money laundering piggyback, take out the group involved in massive election fraud domestically, totally proven. Trump has all the documents. Before Trump even got in, we knew it was run out of Venezuela. Just because the corporate media calls it a conspiracy theory doesn't mean it's well documented. No, the last piece is because obliterating that communist dictatorship cuts off China and Iran, who are heavily allied with Nicolas Maduro. And it sends a message to them that the United States isn't playing around. So it's a demonstration of the exercise of power and the will to exercise power. And so that's where we are. It's fraught with danger. Yeah, it's been known for decades. In fact, I was the first to ever talk about this, that when you get record-level orders for takeout at the Pentagon, because I was told this by people at the Pentagon, and at Southcom and all the rest of it, they said, you know, everybody knows that, because they haven't got the order yet, they're still getting ready, but they're working 24 hours a day, nobody can leave, they're sleeping there. And the joke is that as soon as you just see fast food piled up everywhere and trash cans full, because everybody's working 24 hours a day, even the people that deliver food go, oh, there's about to be a war? So, yeah, record-level pizza orders yesterday and today. That means something's about to get delivered, and it ain't a pepperoni pizza. Deep dish. So, yeah, I'll be hosting tomorrow. Oh, let's do 1 to 3 Central. They'll already be robbing and stuff, but whether the EBT gets turned on or not, everybody's already set and ready to go. And then I'll shoot reports at night myself on what's going on for X and Rumble and the rest of it. And I may get a crew member to stay late and follow me around so I can. And if stuff really lights up tomorrow, they're really burning the country down, I'll get crew to come back in and we'll do a late night program. And then, of course, I'll be here Sunday regularly, 4 to 8 p.m., and we'll have the news for you on that front. But even if they override the filibuster and turn it back on, you're still going to have bad stuff happen. But I predict they won't override it. And I predict the Democrats are committed. They're like kamikazes. They don't care that they're getting the blame for this politically, which they deserve. This is what cornered rats do. So here is Fetterman, who is smart enough to leave a sinking ship when it's sinking. And then we'll go right into J.D. Vance. And he does a great analogy about we're sticking little pieces of bubble gum over cracks in the dam. Yeah, Trump gets a few hundred million here for this, a few hundred million that. He doesn't have $8 billion for this SNAP payment. Oh, that's just the SNAP payment. He doesn't have that in slush funds. So he's exhausted the extra little pools of money he had. I've looked it up. And so the Democrats are like, you need to figure out how to find money other places so the Democrat shutdown doesn't do this. And all over the news is like, well, you need to pull more rabbits out of a hat and you need to figure it out. And Vance is like, what are you talking about? They're the ones that did this. And we need to hold them responsible for whatever happens. And then we've got Teamsters president Sean O'Brien just called out the Democrats and demanded that they vote to ruin the government. Let's play those back to back.
So what are you hearing back home about SNAP expiring on Saturday?
I'm saying that I will witness it firsthand. My wife, Giselle, she develops the free store in our community, and it distributes food 3 times a week. And her lines have already got longer. And now I will encounter people that have no SNAP benefits starting on Saturday, and I don't have an explanation for them. All I could say is I'm sorry. It's an absolute failure what occurred here for the last month, and now things are really going to land. And imagine being a parent with a couple kids and how you're going to fill their refrigerator and pack their lunches and get on with their lives when the things that they've depended on now is gone because we can't even agree to just open things up. For if a Democrat, you know, we're not allowed to just open this up. I mean, then our party has bigger problems than I thought we might have already. It's like, that's not controversial. Pay everybody. And you have our workers here borrowed over a third of $1 billion to pay their own bills. Like, it's a failure. And like I said to all of the viewers, I'm apologizing that we can't even get our together and just open up our government.
Schumer said this gets better politically every day for Democrats. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, ask the hungry people on Saturday. You know, that's the thing. You know, Americans are not leverage. This is not some game show about who's winning or whatever. It's just like we have to be better than this and just open this up. And I do, you know, talk to any number of Republicans who they agree that we have this conversation about extending these tax credits.
Vice President, on the issue of the shutdown, there is the concern about 42 million people losing their SNAP benefits,
of course,
over this weekend. The administration's moved a lot of money around to pay troops, to pay federal law enforcement, and is telling Congress you can't move money around to pay at least some of those benefits. Why not? And would there be some push perhaps in the next 48 hours to try to do that so Americans don't go hungry?
Well, here's the problem.
if you go back to previous government shutdowns, what has happened is that sometimes the president has tried to make the shutdown as painful as possible on the American people. I give the president of the United States great credit and the entire team for trying to make this as painless as possible. The Democrats are acting irresponsibly. He doesn't want the American people to suffer because of it. But look, right now, this government, this administration, we're like guys running around, you know, with a leak in a damn wall, trying to plug it with bubble gum. And we plug one spot with bubble gum, and we plug another spot with bubble gum, and we plug another spot with bubble gum. Why don't the Democrats just stop this entire charade and reopen the government so that we don't have to try to make this thing work on a shoestring budget, which is what we're trying to do. The unfortunate reality, and we're starting to see this with our aviation industry, we're going to find out the hard way with SNAP benefits. The American people are already suffering, and the suffering is going to get a lot worse. Not because the President of the United States has failed to make the shutdown painless. He's tried to do everything that he can to make it as unpainless as possible. The reason that pain is coming and the reason it's building is because we're not passing the clean bill to reopen the government. It's a very easy thing to do.
Clean heart and say, open up the government, and then let's have a conversation. I'll give it to the Teamster, Sean O'Brien.
Thank you very much, Secretary Duffy. Thank you, Vice President Vance. Look, the bottom line, and we took a position, I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We took a position 3 weeks ago. Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem they should not be in there. And we got to think about the families that are going to be affected. Think about when you have to tell your son or daughter they can't play sports because you're not getting paid. Think about when you can't pay your mortgage. Think about when you can't pay your tuition. Put the politics aside, get to the table, negotiate a deal, pass a clean CR right now, and then figure out the problems moving forward. And I want to thank the air traffic controllers. I want to thank the aviation administration for all their hard work and sacrifice they make. And look, security and safety of the airlines is paramount. Let's not compromise the safety and security. Pass a clean CR. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Anybody else?
So they even have the famous, you know, big liberal union saying this is wrong. And the polls show the Democrats are being destroyed. But it shows how reckless they are. Most of the IT is gone. The air traffic controllers aren't being paid. Over a month, no TSA being paid. What's going to happen when a couple passenger jets collide if this continues? And you know it's going to happen. They're already canceling flights, closing airports. Imagine rolling the dice like that because they don't think they'll ever face any consequences for what they're doing. It's that simple. All right, there have been some of the biggest developments yet in the fight to expose the poison COVID shots and ban them in their rollout. Del Bigtree, working with RFK Jr. at the tip of the spear, has huge positive news. Also, Tulsi Gabbard, they're officially criminally investigating. She reports to the DOJ with her findings on Fauci. We've got that. We've got some other really important numbers on the mass numbers dead from the shots. That's coming up. But I also want to get into something that deals with free speech in this country, and that is very prominent people basically saying Tucker Carlson needs to be killed for having Nick Fuentes on. And I heard they were using terms like that, and I was like, oh, yeah, right. I actually went and read it today. And the analogy, oh, he's a weasel in the hen house that must be gotten rid of, must be liquidated, all because he had Nick Fuentes on. That is so dangerous. So that's coming up as well in the first five ahead of Del Bigtree being here with us. Now, yeah, they say Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes have to be neutralized, and they say like a fox that's in a hen house. Well, what do you do to a fox in a hen house when you neutralize it? You kill it. You shoot it. It's not even a veiled threat. So, it's and then does the Israel lobby understand the Streisand effect here? Because, I mean, I don't want this to be the main issue. I don't. It isn't the main issue. But Israel and its operatives trying to manipulate our internal operations has made this the hottest issue. And then now you're doubling down and tried to claim the Heritage Foundation was getting rid of Tucker, which wasn't true. The head of the Heritage Foundation came out, got an article on InfoWars. Like, I didn't see that on my list. It's really powerful, guys. Get that. And said, no, this is an American right. We support Tucker. You got J.D. Vance out at big events. Constant Israel questions. I mean, this is the zeitgeist now, folks. And the pro-Israel lobby is only making it worse. So we'll be talking about that. Before I go to break, we are funded by you. And it's simple. I sell you things that really work and are really great for your body, the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt or a pro-Trump shirt or classic Patriot design shirt. The widest selection, some of the best designs at thealexjonesstore.com. And on the site, the very best methylene blue, the very best Shilajit, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best spike protein, cardiovascular detox that everybody should be on, Ultimate Life Force. And there is a huge new sale on top of all the other sales right now that we're launching right now. And we are extremely excited about this. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales, 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts as we fight for liberty that will absolutely empower your body, your health, and keep this broadcast on the air. But here's the red alert. These deals are fleeting. They're going to constantly change, and Bigley hasn't even told me yet what the change will be. So we don't know how long each of the deals can last, but they'll be rolling throughout the month. Right now, we're launching 25% off. That's live right now, site-wide, on top of all the other discounts, like 50% off on the new Ultra Methylene Red when you sign up to be a subscriber. Cancel anytime. That's every supplement, like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, hoodie, sweaters, slash 25% off on top of the discounts that are already there. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow, nobody knows. It's about supplies lasting. So storm the site now. Fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Stock up on the supplements, the merch, and so much more before the discounts vanish like Hillary's emails. 30 days of chaos pricing starting now. Remember, all supplements, including the incredible Methylene Red, are 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You never run out, even when it sells out, because it's held back for you. And so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Check it out for yourself. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Hour number two straight ahead.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission.
Revolution. You are the resistance.
Visit this in the third, fourth hour in more detail, but I wanted to start getting into it now. So, Tucker Carlson last Friday had Nick Fuentes on. It's kind of hard to cover this because there's so many angles to it. I'm trying to condense it down in my mind right now, what to hit just this limited time. But he had him on, and then the Israel lobby came out and said, basically, Tucker's Hitler, which he's not. And then that only makes it the interview bigger. And obviously the people doing these attacks know that. And then I heard that there was a quote by one of the top American pro-Israel Zionists, Josh Hammer, basically calling for the elimination of Tucker. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Then I actually read what he wrote. And it's just insane. He says, the fox is now comfortably ensconced in the hen house. And unless the fox is neutralized, the victim could be the entire extent of the GOP coalition. So you kill a fox. So it's not just saying neutralize. It's a classic term for assassination. You're saying like a fox in a hen house. And they start threatening the Heritage Foundation, saying we're going to take your donors. Well, the head of the Heritage Foundation came out and responded and said we're not going to be bullied or intimidated. So this is a real Waterloo moment for the Zionist lobby, and they don't know when to quit. Here's the clip of the head of the Heritage Foundation not backing down, and then we'll come back with Dale Bigtree. Here it is.
I have more to say on this in the coming days, but today I want to be clear about one thing. Christians can critique the state of Israel without being anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitism should be condemned. My loyalty as a Christian and as an American is to Christ first and to America always. When it serves the interests of the United States to cooperate with Israel and other allies, we should do so, with partnerships on security, intelligence, and technology. But when it doesn't, conservatives should feel no obligation to reflexively support any foreign government, no matter how loud the pressure becomes from the globalist class or from their mouthpieces in Washington. The Heritage Foundation didn't become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the consciences of Christians. And we won't start doing that now. We don't take direction from comments on X, though we are grateful for the robust free speech debate. We also don't take direction from members or donors, though we are inherently grateful for their support. And we're adding more every day. This is the robust debate we invite with our colleagues, our movement friends, our members, and the American public. We will always defend truth. We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right. I disagree with, and even abhor, things that Nick Fuentes says. But canceling him is not the answer either. When we disagree with a person's thoughts and opinions, we challenge those ideas in debate. And we have seen success in this approach as we continue to dismantle the vile ideas of the left. As my friend Vice President Vance said last night, what I am not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we are American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's where our allegiance lies, and that's where it will stay.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome. Like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Infowars.com.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is the
nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
Destroy the child.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
One minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
Get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
White males.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fauci summoning his hordes the last 5 years, but now we've got Tulsi Gabbard saying he's under massive criminal investigation. Could not be a better time to have Del Bigtree, who I've known for probably 20 years, who's a former big-time national TV producer, who just saw the stuff behind the scenes and had to get involved. He headed up as the CEO of Maha Alliance, current CEO of ICAN, Informed Consent Action Network, and former communications director for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There have been some of the biggest developments, positive yet, you're going to chronicle here, and just hopefully also just kind of a synopsis of what Kennedy's been able to do, because I don't think people are aware of how massive it's been, how revolutionary this is. I've said clearly Kennedy, out of all the other great people we've got, like Gabbard and others, is clearly getting the most done, but it's been quite the battle. And he's had a lot of heavy, you know, powerful groups come after him, but survived so far. But we need to not, you know, take this for granted. So Del Bigtree, thehighwire.com, and so much more at Del Bigtree on X. I really want you to give us the Maha address because you've got more energy than I've got. And if I ask questions, it's going to distract from things. You look at the camera.
Okay.
You sent us all these clips, all this. You're hosting right now all the huge new studies, the wins in the vaccine courts. I mean, you were saying it during the break. We have the initiative. We have the science. We've turned the tide.
I think we've turned the tide. I was just saying to you, I believe actually what you're about to watch taking place now over the next couple of days and weeks is a total transformation of the truth and the reality as we now know it. I'm going to talk later on about my new film, An Inconvenient Study, which is one of the biggest vaccinated versus unvaccinated studies that was ever done by Henry Ford Health. But let's look at Kennedy right now. Let's look at what's taking place. The attack upon Bobby has been the attack that's always been on you, Alex, for me, or anyone that challenges the dogma around the pharmaceutical industry, its stranglehold on our government, its stranglehold on our television sets. So just to know what Bobby's up against as he took that mantle at HHS secretary, you have to recognize that he was stepping into a nation where the number one most powerful lobby in Washington is the pharmaceutical industry. It's also the most powerful industry and lobby of the world. The COVID pandemic is not possible if pharma is not controlling the WHO, Gavi, Bill Gates, all of these players taking away our rights. It's the greatest attack on sovereignty we've ever seen in America. And no one ever predicted that an attack on our First Amendment rights, our civil rights, our, you know, even our Second Amendment rights, our rights to body sovereignty would come from a health initiative. Maybe this is the brainchild of Bill Gates. We can get into that. But what you're looking at when Robert Kennedy Jr. stepped into HHS secretary, I was standing in the Oval Office when it happened. And I'll tell you, I stood by his side as he ran for president. I was his director of communications. But in that moment, when he put his hand on the Bible, first of all, my first thought was, God is good. This is a miracle that is taking place right here. I also, you know, in that humble moment, recognizing none of us imagined that this was possible. We ran for president. We knew something big was going to happen, whether he got president or not. We just knew something dynamic. We were being led. We felt spiritually guided. Bobby is a great, spiritual, beautiful human being. But when I was staring at him and saying, HHS secretary, none of us predicted this could happen. We were running him for president so that he could choose an HHS secretary. And so here he is. He's going to run the most powerful position in health in the world, the most hated man, maybe number two by mainstream media to Donald Trump. But hated, we could not get him on any news channels while he was running as an independent, most successful independent campaign for president, by the way, in history. We had to get more signatures to get on the ballots in all 50 states, which was accomplished. And then the DNC started stewing, trying to get him kicked off of the ballot. But all along the way, he was successful with that independent run. We only had two interviews. Did you know that? On CBS, all the mainstream news, during his entire 2.5 year run, two interviews on mainstream news.
While and Trump campaign finally took a note from you guys and did the same thing with the podcast, totally overpowered.
That's it. We overpowered it with new media. And so, you know, as you stand there and watch that take place, they said, we have done it. We've pulled off the greatest PR coup in history. This man's hated by mainstream media. They're terrified of him. They won't let him on. And he's hated by the pharmaceutical industry, most powerful lobby in Washington. And here he is swearing into the most powerful position in health in the world. It's a miracle.
And I would say for what he's up against, he's over-delivering. Now people realize the chronicling of what is going on.
So let's get into that. I mean, now you have like six Surgeon Generals or whatever lining up saying, well, Bobby Kennedy is danger. Oh, you mean the same six Surgeon Generals that oversaw all the chemical dyes that have been in our children's cereal for decades and no one's ever done anything about it? You mean the same Surgeon Generals that allowed arsenic and lead in the baby food, which is finally coming out because of Robert Kennedy Jr., cleaning up, you know, the formulas and the baby food, our precious, innocent babies that not a single Surgeon General before Robert Kennedy Jr. ever did anything about, or HHS secretary? And then he goes in and gets mercury out of our vaccines, finally? I mean, finally, we're going to get mercury, thimerosal out of our back.
And kills the recommendation for COVID shots.
Kills the recommendation, turns into shared decision making, a term you're going to hear more and more about, which is, this is your choice, is a decision between you and your doctor. The government shouldn't be planting itself in there. You know, you look at the fact that Tylenol, I mean, this is something I know you've reported. I've reported on decades. Tylenol is leading to autism because it's taking away the glutathione and our ability to detoxify all the chemicals and stuff that is in our environment, in our water, in our food. By the way, all things that have been said to be safe by our HHS secretaries that were before Robert Kennedy Jr. Everything that's poisonous, whether it's the pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate sprayed on the crops in our food, whether it's, you know, the fluoride in our water, or it's the bisphenol plastics or the forever chemical PFAS. What I would say to people in the vaccines, whatever is poisoning us, probably a toxic soup of all of them, every one of these products was said to be safe by our regulatory agencies, the regulatory agencies of the United States of America.
And we know we're the sickest country on earth.
We know we are the sickest country on earth. We have the sickest generation of children we have ever seen in this country. And now more than 50% have a chronic disease. And Bobby Kennedy just reported the new CDC numbers. 76.4% of adults in America have chronic disease. That is astronomical, either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. 75% of America's kids could not qualify and make it through the physical rigors and health tests to get into our military. So only 25% of our kids would be able to join the military if we needed them. We are on the verge of complete and total collapse. So anyone that thinks that they should be against Robert Kennedy Jr., look what he's done. Then, first of all, both Trump and Bobby, you know what it says to me, Alex? I think we've sat here and believed for my entire lifetime, it's a big aircraft carrier of the government, and it's really hard to get anything done. You really just got to take your time. These guys are going in, removing chemical dyes on day one from all of our food supply. Incredible. Getting lead and arsenic out of our baby food on day two. Incredible. Telling us about Tylenol and making Tylenol have to stand up and admit what it's always known.
By the way, it's always been known. I mean,
always been known. You know, leucovorin, finally a drug being put out by the FDA, supported by the FDA, that is having really great effects in helping
autistic kids. Explain that.
Incredible. I mean, this drug looks like a miracle drug. Now, I've talked to enough parents of autism, and they'll say, look, if you've met one child with autism, you've met one child with autism. Not everything works for everybody, but incredible miracle results are going viral right now of people that are finally trying this drug with their kid, leucovorin, you know, approved by Marty McCary. The FDA has now said this is a viable drug. So we're actually seeing treatments for autism. By the way, do you know what that means? What that means is a recognition by our health agency that autism can be cured, which means it's not genetic. This is one of the biggest things that people aren't paying attention to. Up until Robert Kennedy Jr., we're supposed to believe that every autistic child has always been here. It's a genetic thing that happens to some kids. And now, even though it's 1 in 12.5 in California boys, insane number, by the way, it's always been like that. There's nothing we can do. There's no environmental causes of it. Well, that's all come crashing down.
And we know why it's boys. We've always known.
Simply by saying there's a drug that can make it better means this thing can be cured. If it can be cured, you can't cure your DNA. You can't cure a genetic problem. You can cure
environmental attack.
It shows it's environmental, which a lot of people miss that headline.
For those that don't know, I mean, this was known, as you know, 40 years ago. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier than girls.
Right.
Tylenol basically dissolves the glutathione that does that, so everything else gets through. It's simple. It lowers your defenses, which you could say is an adjuvant or an accelerant for everything else bad. Right. So boys are already weaker. People go, wait, boys are stronger muscle-wise, but any physician will tell you, females are, as babies or adults, women live longer.
They do better in space, I think, in space capsules.
In the entire mammal family, females are stronger for insults.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, I just sort of jotted down.
People don't know an insult is an attack on the body.
You know, you're finally looking at hepatitis B. This is massive. We have the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Bobby went in and fired all of ACIP, you know, people, the news agents were reaching out and saying, isn't that heavy handed? It's like, what are you talking about? This man ran.
They were all placed by Big Pharma.
They've been placed by Big Pharma. When Bobby
Kennedy
wanted
to purge, he ran on a purge. He did it.
I'm going to purge all of the corruption inside of government, all of the inside dealings, the revolving door. It starts with ACIP. This is the group that approved every vaccine our children are taking with never having a placebo trial, period. That is a fact. Everyone can
and all the claim
below,
it's all been tested. All a lie, all exposed.
All a lie, totally unscientific.
So how do the bad guys strike back, though? That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I mean, that is why I am so, you know, passionate right now. We have this window of opportunity right now with President Trump, with Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't know how much Bobby Kennedy is going to be able to get done. He's got 50,000 employees under him. I imagine that 49,900 of them are stabbing him in the back and trying to keep anything from getting done because they're all the status quo and they work for pharma. But he's getting these things done. How much will he get done? That is not the big point. The big point right now is what are we going to do as citizens right now? We have a stay of execution. We would have been censored. Your show would have been over. Had the Biden administration or Kamala Harris come in, it was done for all of us online. They're going to end misinformation.
And we have the moral high ground, and we're winning the info war. What did his uncle say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your government, your country.
That's absolutely
right. This is the time to be maximum engaged. This is our beachhead. This is our crack in the enemy armor.
Absolutely. And, man, we've also got another election coming up here. And if there's one thing that these elections have proved, you know, Alex, it's that our vote still counts. It may not count for very much longer, and maybe there's a lot of manipulation. I think Donald Trump is probably overcoming incredible odds when he wins these elections.
A huge landslide made it over the seawall of fraud.
But this midterm election will decide the fate of Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, is MAHA going to show up? Are you going to show up and continue this incredible work that is proving out, that is protecting our children, that is cleaning up our food supply, cleaning up our water supply, you know, cleaning up and getting real stuff done?
This is the greatest reform in U.S. history since the start. Hands down, what Kennedy's done, what we've done getting him in. We're not just saying this, folks. This is dramatic. He only got approved, put in like 7-8 months ago. I've never seen such actual reform this quick. This is insane.
He has done more in 8 months than every HHS secretary combined in my lifetime. I believe that you could take that to the bank.
And by the way, I look at his schedule. Yeah. It's even more intense than Trump's. He is crisscrossing the country.
He is.
In coach,
right? Isn't that amazing? I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I got to work with this guy. I'm telling you, you've never met someone that is got this level of, you know, compassion. He's empathetic. He really doesn't like the cameras. He doesn't want to have cameras in his face. He's not there for some celebrity. He was born a celebrity. He never needed the celebrity. He is putting it all on the line.
Oh, you can see, though, in everything he does, he's very zenned out.
He is.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's the only way to handle it, man. He is under perpetual attack by all of the media.
He said he prayed to God, and God put him in a position to save the children.
That's it.
And now he's been given that. You can tell he's on a mission. He's doing it. Trump has the same attitude. He doesn't care about the attacks. He's just moving forward.
I mean, beyond that, they don't care about the attacks. They don't care about the threats. I mean, look at a world. We live in a world where people are actually being assassinated. I mean, it's incredible. And it lasts the news cycle for a couple of days, man. We all had to say recently, a friend of mine just got assassinated. I mean, that was a crazy moment to have to deal with. And having been with Bobby
and now top Democrats celebrated security.
Remember, Bobby couldn't get security. I mean, the entire reason that any candidate in America has security prior to being president is because of the assassination of his father, and his namesake runs for president, and Joe Biden denies him security. It was absolutely incredible.
And then he just, but still,
walked forward, fearless, and got himself all the way into a position where now he is making changes like we've never seen. And no matter what we think is important, there's so much that is going on. If the health of our children and the future of our species is not the most important issue of this nation and our own body sovereignty, I always say it this way. We are not free citizens, Alex, if we don't control what goes into our body. If I can be injected,
you're a slave.
Whatever the government puts in me, if my children can be injected, number one, then that means their property, the U.S. government. They're not my kids. They're the U.S. government's kids.
Well, let's expand on that because you're throwing out so many facts. When you said we're going to collapse, we're on the verge of collapse, all the actuaries' insurance numbers show it. With what's happening in healthcare and how sick we are, we are going to collapse if we don't fix this. I mean, that's a number. That's a fact.
That's a fact. We are unable to now be exceptional as Americans. We are too sick. Bobby, you know, would say a line when he was giving speeches I always thought was so powerful. He would say, a healthy person has 1,000 dreams, and a sick person only has one. And we have reduced now 76.4% of our population to having just one dream. I just want to feel better. I want to be healthy. And they're unaware that they're being poisoned by products that our regulatory agencies told them was safe and may even be in the form of vaccines, forcing them to take in order to go to work, in order to go to school. Now what we see, these totally untested products from the beginning that in the studies that we're going to discuss here, our incredible Peter McCullough study, making 126 studies looked at worldwide now, showing a direct correlation between vaccines and autism. He says there's multifactorial. There's so many things that studies have shown when they looked at every study of autism, many things that are, you know, contributing to autism, but none of them as severe and none of them as easy to remedy as vaccines. We could so easily change the vaccine schedule, which would have a massive effect on autism. That just broke this week. We just had a case where SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, suddenly won in vaccine court, a court where nobody can win, but the evidence was so damning of an 11-week-old baby given 10 vaccines, man. 10 freaking vaccines, all the aluminum, all the adjuvants, all the aborted DNA, all of the monkey kidney cells, all this witch's brew, you know, at 10 of them at one time, and dies like 5 hours later. They finally won in court, which means vaccines can and do cause SIDS. You and I have known that forever. And look at Florida. At the same time, Florida is now looking to pass a law that as soon as a baby dies of SIDS, the coroner and the doctors and everyone involved have got to report what was the last vaccination they had. Can you believe that's not happening
already?
And
let me explain. Australia decades ago found it was the shots. They put so many parents in prison. When they give the newborn or the 8-month-old, whatever, the shot, it dies that night. There's no evidence of harm, but they still blame them when they knew the whole time. Now that they have to report that, it's game over. So the momentum is totally turned. And I look at body language of Bill Gates and Fauci and Hotez and Borla and all of them. They look, from being totally arrogant, they look scared now. And that's good. They should be.
They should be scared. And they're starting to backtrack, right? They're trying to try to change the story that they've had going on here. And then, you know, we haven't even gotten into gain of function, what Rand Paul is doing. And here he's still hot on the trail, Tulsi Gabbard on, you know, Anthony Fauci. It's amazing when we still watch these videos of Anthony Fauci being paid by some set of morons that see this guy as a hero. We now recognize that this coronavirus escaped from a lab. And yet not a single mainstream news agency has asked the next obvious question. This is when you know you were living in a dystopian
nightmare.
Who
made it? And we knew you
and I made it. And how do we know it was accidental?
Exactly. And so, but you and I knew back 5 years ago at the time. We already knew then it came out.
Correct.
Because Daszak went on TV 3 months before and said, we're mixing viruses. Then they got the head of Pfizer mRNA, James O'Keefe, saying, oh, we've made a bunch of new gain of function. We got them on the shelf for a business. We're going to release them. I mean, why that? Indict that son of a bitch.
Absolutely. These guys,
I mean, the footage, God's given us all the answers. People always say the devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. No, that's not true. I think it's the second biggest. It's that good doesn't exist. No, there are good people like Kennedy, you and I.
Yeah.
And we, all the black pillars that say, oh, it's not perfect, it's not moving fast enough. Compared to the last 30 years I've been involved in this, the decades you've been involved,
yeah,
are we not moving at light speed compared?
I mean, dude, I imagine Bobby. It's like I threw him over a castle wall. I'm hearing shouts and screams. He's in, surrounded by vampires. He's slaying. He's trying to get shit done. And we're all going, man, why is it taking so long in there, Bobby? You know?
And meanwhile, we pick up over the parapet, there's like 100 dead vampires.
Exactly.
He's about 100 more coming at him, though.
Exactly right.
Well, I mean, I follow it every day, so I see what he's getting done. He's gotten more done than I thought he'd do in 4 years. And then that's just in actual action and policy. In the information war, we are beating the living snot out of them.
Beating them to death, man, because, look, and I've said it from the beginning. People say, how are you so courageous, Del? Like, you know, how are you standing your ground the way that you are? And I've always said it, you know, I'm just a journalist, man. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, and then no medical degree that gets pointed out by every attack.
But you get to talk to all the scientists all day.
But as soon as I got this hand, as soon as I did the investigation behind Vax, the movie that I made that took me out of CBS to make a documentary, I'm looking down at a royal flush, man. I don't care if Phil Ivey's across from me. I don't care if the Prince of Saudi Arabia's putting gold in the middle. At the end, we're going to lay down these cards, and I have a damn royal flush. I know it wins. I don't care who
you are. And you've been saying that for 20 years.
I've been saying that for 20 years. Here we are. Here we are.
Hey, great job.
Standing up.
Let's come back.
All right.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I've been interviewing Dale Bigtree. It's got to be at least 20 years. And here he is, this big national TV producer. He's seeing all this. It was starting to come out then. And then it all gets shut down. So he just, boom, leaves and goes and does this. And people say, why is he so excited? Why does he have so much energy? Why do I have? People all the time say, are you on cocaine? No, I'm actually an alcohol guy. And that's why I've stopped that, because I'm so hyped up. I've got to, you know, get myself settled down. When you know they're killing people, and you've got friends and family and neighbors with these totally brain-damaged children, and you see how sick the kids look in public, you see the numbers, and you see it being covered up, it's normal instinct to get upset and motivated and do something. That's how our ancestors were. And so America and the West has been asleep for decades. The awakening has really accelerated the last 5, 6, 7 years. Now it's going into just warp speed, but a good warp speed, not a bad warp speed. And the bad guys, they'll have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. So, Dale Bigtree, you've got this new bombshell film, An Inconvenient Study. We can give people the websites. They can go there and see the full trailer.
Free. No, they can see the whole movie, man. It's free. Give it to everyone you know. My nonprofit has already raised the funds to pay for it.
So it's out now.
It's out there. We're passing 25 million views right now, on our way to 100. I hope a billion people watch this.
So where's the best place to find it?
An inconvenientstudy.com. It's sitting right there. You can watch the trailer. You can watch the film.
And then share it with your email list, text
message. Share it with everybody. You can download it if you got to.
Remember, listeners, you're informed. Yeah. You're already, you know, you'll learn from the film. But yeah. but I knew it was coming out and it was already out. I knew you were putting out for free. Congratulations for all your work. But the big equation is you. You decide if we continue to win the war. Share this movie.
Yeah. So this is a huge story for those of you that have been looking at medical freedom for a long time. What you'll recognize is we've been asking for one thing. If vaccines are so great, why won't you just do a comparative study comparing the vaccinated to the unvaccinated? And then just look at the health outcomes. Who has more cancer? Who has more diabetes? Who has more lupus? Who has more multiple sclerosis? Who has more asthma that our kids are suffering from in incredible numbers? Who has more eczema and psoriasis and all the skin issues? Who has all the gut disease, the lupus, you know, the Crohn's disease, all of these issues? You know, who has more of it? Just look at these two groups and compare them. We've been asking for the CDC to do it forever. We've been asking NHS in England. So it just so happens, Alex, I was touring with Vax, the documentary that threw me in the middle of this vaccine, you know, debate. And we were pulling up through Michigan. We've been on tour for a couple months and someone called me and they said, Dell, you know, I know the head of infectious disease at Henry Ford Health, Dr. Marcus Zervos. Would you like to meet him? I said, well, of course, that'd be amazing. Henry Ford Health, by the way, is one of our biggest research institutes in the world, right up there with Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. And so I went to dinner and I sat down with a scientist named Dr. Marcus Zervos back in 2016. The first thing he said to me is, Dell, you know, I watched your film. It's very compelling. I want you to know I'm pro-vax, very pro-vaccine. I'm the reason they have a mandated vaccine program for everyone that works at Henry Ford Health. But, you know, there's something that I've been watching online. I looked you up and I see you making these videos on YouTube and you're saying something that I really found disturbing. You've been saying that they've never done the proper science to prove that vaccines are safe. And I took issue with that. And so I sit on the biggest databases in the world and I went and looked through all of our information so that I could bring it back to you. And he said to me, he looked me right in the eyes and I am shocked that I have to sit across from you and tell you you're right. He's like, I did not know. We have never done a placebo trial. There is no safety trial for any of the childhood vaccines we've given our kids. His words, not mine. And then he said to me, but Dell, look, to be clear, that doesn't mean vaccines aren't safe. It just means we can't say that they're safe. And I said, hey, Dr. Zervos, that's all I've ever said is you can't say they're safe. That's he's like, no, I've been watching. You've been very careful. Anyway, he said to me, I don't know what I can do for you. Obviously, I'm pro-vaccine. I said, well, hold on a second. You do studies, right? You do, you know, he was just at that moment getting through the Flint, Michigan water crisis. He was one of the central doctors and scientists that tested the water, found that there was lead in it. There were Legionnaires' disease. He was testing the people in the poor neighborhoods that were being poisoned by the health department that had rerouted the wrong water and pipes. And he stood up against the health department. It's like, this is a good guy. This is a guy that stood up for people against his own health department.
But because he'd been sucked in, he was projecting his own goodness.
So then I said to him, all right, look, if you think vaccines are so great, prove it. Why don't you do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated comparative study? And he very quickly said, I'll do that study. I mean, I was shocked, Alex. I was like, holy cow, what? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. He hasn't seen the other studies like this that have been done. I said, hey, look, and I was honest with him. I said, look, Dr. Zervos, if you're going to do that work, if you're going to compare vaccine to unvaccinated, if this turns out the way I think that it could destroy your career. I mean, it's been really difficult for scientists and doctors that even ventured into questioning vaccines. And he said to me, Dell, I'm a scientist. I follow the data where it leads me. And that has always been my North Star. And besides, I'm about to retire. I'm, you know, at retirement age anyway. And I was like, well, then let's do this. So I left that dinner. It was 2016. I kind of called him every couple months. Hey, how's it going? Dr. Zervos, you doing the study? By 2018, he hadn't done it. And so I grabbed my attorney, Aaron Seary. Aaron Seary does all of our lawsuits that we've won against the government, FDA, CDC, HHS, NIH. And I said, Aaron, I got this scientist at Henry Ford that says he'll do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, but I can't get him to do it. He says, call him up, see if he'll take a meeting. We flew into Detroit. We sat with him and said, hey, this is your opportunity to end the civil war that's happening across America and the world. Our vaccines make us healthier. You have all these anti-vaxxers. Trust in the CDC is plummeting as we speak. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is out there. If you want an answer, this is the way to do it. Prove us wrong. And he said, you know what? You're right. This is an important study. I'll do the study. And we said only one rule. Only one rule. Whatever the results are, you publish them. He says, I've already said that. I follow the science where it goes. I will publish it. That was a risk to us, by the way. This guy could not, like, get...
And so tell him what happened.
He does the study. It's finished in 2020, and suddenly he won't publish it. I get a call from my lawyers, like, they've done the study. Zervos has done it. He's refusing to publish it. I said, what? He promised us he would publish it. I call him. Why are you not publishing? He's like, Del, this will destroy my career. I was like, I already warned you that you said that wasn't a problem. He's like, I just didn't realize it was going to be this, but he wouldn't tell me what. And so I kept saying, come on, you've got to publish it. I spent like a year or two. By 2022, I'd had enough. And I decided, I guess I reached down, channeled my inner James O'Keefe, and I said, I got to get the truth here. So
he wouldn't record it.
I called him up. I said, let's get dinner. I flew into Detroit. He agreed to have dinner. I wore cameras, recording equipment, and I asked him simple questions. Why aren't you putting this study out?
And we're going to show some of that, but just to be clear. Yeah. The giant hoax for my whole life is safe and effective. They're all tested. It's all great. And it's all a lie. That's why the COVID shots was a blank piece of paper when you got the drug insert.
That's exactly right.
It's a
right.
hoax. It's a lie.
It's a
and
lie.
And then we have the CDC board and all the videos going, we don't know what it does. We just give it to the public to see.
It's really amazing that we have been injecting not just one of these or two of these or 10 of these or 20 of these or 30 or 50, 72 vaccines injected into our kids, and to find out they never did a safety study. They've never cared. And what you, in the film, we lay out all of this. We lay out the evidence that they've never done a placebo study. But even worse, now that you have millions of people lining up claiming my child was paralyzed after your vaccine. My child has autism after your vaccine. My child has Tourette's. They have seizures. They died after the vaccine. Like we just found out with this baby. They keep saying, well, we don't have any science that's been done that shows that connection. Because you refuse to do the science. And when we ask them now, will you do a study to test to see if these vaccines are causing these injuries? Whether it's one vaccine or maybe it's the fact that you
and now, and now Kennedy's ordered it.
He's ordered it.
And then he goes on vacation and they try to reverse the orders. I mean, it's been total sabotage.
It's been total sabotage, but these studies have never been done. You know what they'll say? It's unethical to do a safety study now. So we never did it to begin with. And now that you want it, ha ha. Joke's on you. It's unethical for us to do this because it's like the Tuskegee experiment. We can't deny children access to this vaccine to put them in a placebo group. And so we've been like hogtied trying to get to the bottom of this conversation. Like our kids are getting sicker and sicker. They are collapsing. Their health is being destroyed. One in two is a chronic disease they're going to have the rest of their lives. And you can't prove it's not vaccines, but you'll say, hey, you don't have the science to prove it. And that's why this study is so important. There's only
now,
one
study left. Let's talk about this
new study. There's only one study left, a retrospective look at children who have already made this decision.
And there's a bunch of these, but 107 studies linked vaccines, autism,
that's the one that
other brain disorders, McCullough Foundation.
Yep.
So tell us about this.
So that's McCullough's study. That just came out this week. This is a study where they looked at every, they sat with a team. I mean, it's a huge team, including, by the way, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you know, good on him, is listed as one of the scientists working with McCullough on that study. They looked at every study around the world that's ever looked for the cause of autism. And they brought them all together and found all the different environmental tests, Tylenol's in there, all these issues, vaccinations. And what they discovered was over 100 studies that all linked vaccines and autism. We're told that study, that's never existed, that science doesn't exist, you know, yada, yada, yada. And what McAuliffe, and he just said it on my show at the High Wire just yesterday, he said, I am now the most esteemed published scientist to ever look at this issue on vaccines and autism, and I am telling you that there is a known connection, the science proves it out, and no one, he said, can refute this study that we've just put out. It's going viral all over, you know, the internet. It lays out all the different issues. There's plenty of different reasons. Like if you're older and your parent, it creates a susceptibility. You know, it, like if you have toxic water or food, or if, you know, you have a low
birth weight. It's a cocktail of things.
But he's saying the number one most obvious connection
that pushes it over, the toxic environment pushes it over the top.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about autism here, but we know the swine flu killed a bunch of people vaccine.
Yeah.
We know that the polio shot caused a bunch of cancer, they admit. So there's been tons of studies and admissions that, okay, these shots hurt people, kill people. It's the specific on autism because it's such a wide spectrum of poisoning that they can hide behind that.
Absolutely. Think about this. In vaccine court, you can get paid out. You can say, my child had encephalitis, brain swelled in their head after vaccine, which is how this is case just won. Brain swelled, killed my baby, or brain swelled. And then when the swelling went down, they had all sorts of side effects. Now they have seizures ever since. Now they, you know, they're vomiting all the time, or they can't eat food, or they've got speech delays, all these issues. And the vaccine court will say, yes, All of that is true. That can happen from the vaccine. But if you add on one element of autism and on top of the seizures, on top of the speech delays, they have a repetitive motion disorder, which is autism. They said impossible, not allowed in this courtroom. What are you talking about?
Well, we've also seen nurses all over the country. You know, I've had four children, and so I've been in these hospitals even 20-something years ago. I mean, I've got a 23-year-old down to an 8-year-old. You have the head nurses come over and say, listen, we're over here in the preemie area. We're ordered by the bioethics hospital, give them all the shots. We just lie because we literally see when we give them the shots, a lot of them literally start having, you're going into comas, going into convulsions.
Yes.
And then these preemies, we're killing the preemies with this.
Yeah.
And they can see it anecdotally. They give them the shots, they get sick, they die right in front of them.
And then the sick ones, you hear these stories that like just like that. You also hear the ones in the ICUs where they're going to vaccinate a preemie because they have to. It's day one. And they go get the crash cart. And they're all giggling. Here comes another one. And they know the second
exactly.
They vaccinate that baby, it's fighting for its life. They're bringing it in paddles and they're trying to bring it back to life. What the hell?
And I had nurses tell me this 23 years ago when Rex was born. And I would talk to ones after that. They would say the same thing. But now we have the eyewitnesses come out and saying, no. We literally get the defibrillators ready. I mean,
it's sick. It's really demented. And I'm calling it, it's not science. It really is not science.
It's human sacrifice.
It is. It's a cult. I used to say it's a religion. I don't want to do that to religions. This is a cult. This
Death
is
cult.
A cult that has got all sorts of sick rituals to it. Especially like, let's talk about hepatitis B, can we, for a second?
Whatever you want.
Because to me, that is the beginning of this disgusting cult, and I want everyone. And by the way, this is finally on the chopping block. I think it's going to be the first vaccine that may just get removed from the schedule altogether. The ACIP committee is looking at it. But think about this. You know, and I do talks about this. We're born, you know, when we read our Bible, it says you are created in the image and likeness of God. You are born perfect. And then God, you know, in this story, Adam and Eve, he says, Adam, Eve, I've given you everything. It's perfect. You've got all the greatest food and the water, clear air, water, all of it. You know, only one rule, man. Only one rule, you two. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest you shall surely die. Right? We've all read it. Every religion in the world knows this story. And so then what happens? You know, God leaves Adam and Eve all alone, walks away for a little bit, comes back, and he's looking for them. And suddenly they peek out from behind some trees and they're wearing masks. And he's like, what the hell are you doing wearing masks? Why are you covering yourself up? Who told you you couldn't breathe my air? Who told you you were naked? Who told you you weren't perfect? And then when I do this talk, I show the little tree with the snake, and then I flip that slide, and you see pharmakia. You see the snake that we're all bowed down to. I'm telling you, man, this is a
and
cult.
It's the double helix. It's the DNA.
It is. And here is the cult, and here's how sick it is. It has a new original sin. It has its own original sin. See, in this cult,
you have to take their poison.
You are born toxic to everyone around you. You're not born in the image and likeness of any god.
You're the opposite. You're dirty. Opposite. You're bad.
You're bad. You are bad.
It's true. You're so fallen. Bad.
That's it. You are not allowed to leave our hospital. You are not allowed to leave our temple.
Teaching us we're fallen.
You cannot leave our temple until we do what? On day one. Hello, welcome to the world. Here comes your first breath, and here comes your first sexually transmitted disease, hepatitis B. A sexually transmitted disease that this child will most likely never come in contact with. If they are, they're sharing heroin needles, and they're sleeping with prostitutes. That's who this vaccine was made for. This is how this sickness starts, and every doctor is doing it. Every doctor is in on it, injecting our precious baby right after their first breath with a sexually transmitted disease and filled with so much aluminum, but a disease they will not come in contact with.
Cancer viruses.
It's,
I mean, all
it's
this stuff grown frosty. On hamster ovaries. And
then you look up, if you just type in FDA licensed vaccines, which I'm telling every one of you out there, you don't have to be blind. The FDA is forced to publish all the warning labels that you never see. It's on the website. Just look up FDA licensed vaccines and look up Recombivax HB. It's one of the hepatitis B vaccines we give on day one of life. And then just scroll down. I always say go to section 6.1. When you go to section 6.1, this is the trial they relied upon to establish that this product was safe. And what you will read is 147 children between the ages of 0 and 10 years old were in this study. 147 total kids. In the entire study on hepatitis B, and they were injected and they were followed for 5 days. 5 days. Not 5 years like Grandpa's Viagra, you know, not 5 months, not 5 weeks, 5 days, no placebo group. So if any baby in that group or any child died on day six, didn't happen. We didn't see it in our study. The science has never shown us that correlation. If your child gets autism 2 years later, certainly didn't see it because we didn't see it during the whole
But we just caught Pfizer taking people they killed in their later trials once it rolled out. So they also cheat the studies.
They cheat the studies, and let's be honest, when it says 0 to 10 years old, it's given to a day one old baby. Even if you're a preemie and you only weigh 3 pounds, you're getting this vaccine. How many preemies do you think were in that study? None. How many one-day-old babies were in the 147 children? I'm going to guess probably most of them were about this tall and 10 years old.
Notice going back decades, they want 5-day and 20-day and 30-day because they know. In all the other drug studies, it's a year, 5 years, 10. No. Now it's super short. I mean, it's built in. They know.
It's built in. They protect it by never studying it. No placebo group. A couple days. And so what we have is a cult. We don't have science. I'm telling you, if you are pro-vaccine, you are anti-science. That is the fact
now. You know,
they have no science to show you. They're doing no science. They don't care about your kids. And all you have is a bravado by some sort of clergy of some dark, sick cult that is injecting your kids with, I mean, think about it. You know, Gavin DeBecker, he has a great line in his new book. He says, it's like Macbeth. You know, it's eye of newt and toe of frog and hair of bat and tongue of dog. Like, you're like three witches with one eyes around a cauldron. What do you think is in the vaccine? Aborted DNA of babies. I've got videos of Stanley Plotkin admitting to chopping up tongues and eyeballs and ears and hearts of a 3-month-old, not just one, 76 of them in one study. This is the head of our vaccine program.
And what's crazy
chopping is... chopping up babies.
Or it's the eternal cell line of Henrietta Lacks.
Right. Or cancer cell lines that last forever, chopped up, growing our viruses and our bacteria. And then you've got, you know, monkey kidney cells and hamster cells and worm cells and mercury and formaldehyde and polysorbate 80. I mean, this is Macbeth. I mean, like Shakespeare never thought of something so disgusting.
It literally is a cauldron.
It's crazy.
And then I have countless studies and clips where they admit, we never studied this. We don't know what it does. We don't know how it works.
That's it.
It's literally a witch cult.
It is. It is. I think that's what is being revealed. And all they do is scream louder and louder. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. Andy Wakefield was like, and it's amazing, Alex. This is how easy this is getting.
I was in the same thing. When you get targeted, they create something you didn't do, run it tens of thousands of times, and it becomes that. Wakefield was a hero. He's been proven right. Tried to destroy him, got vindicated. The study they put out against him, they now admit was fake. But that's what they do.
Yeah.
And they go back 25 years. Andy Wakefield. Vaccines are totally safe.
Right. So ultimately, we're in a totally different space now. Now they are unable to produce science. Bobby Kennedy's been saying it. I've been saying it. You've been saying it. No placebo trials. They'll scream, that's a lie. The experts say, and I say it to every time, New York Times, Washington Post, any one of these reporters walks up to me. I know him by name now. I said, geez, I'm impressed with how stalwart you are on this because you're a reporter. You know I've been calling it out. You know I keep saying there's no placebo trials, and you keep coming back and telling me what Paul Offit said or Stanley Plotkin or Anthony, you know, Fauci, and you have never been able to produce
a placebo trial. It's like the transgender thing, though.
But you can't give me a trial.
Well, Bill Nye.
Show it to me.
Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye will not say X and Y chromosomes exist.
Unbelievable.
They ask Supreme Court justice nominees, what's a woman? They can't tell them an adult human female mammal. This is a cult. And all they do is say, no. It's the same thing.
The same thing. And this is where we're at. We have to realize now, in many ways, we've been kowtowing and say, well, I have a deep faith. I'm a Christian. And there is science, and religion and science shouldn't really mix. But we've been lied to. It's not science. They don't have science. They have no evidence.
Well, and Fauci what said, doing. I am science.
At the same time, admitting
science
later,
is questioning.
And then admitting later, 6-foot distancing rule, yeah, we just made that up. Oh, so science is just something you're allowed to make up. And if you're big enough, you're wearing a lab coat, I just bow down to it, I don't ask you any questions, and let's all just move on, just inject my kids as many times as you want. Lock me in my house, shut down my schools, shut down my churches, definitely keep up the strip clubs, make sure they're still open.
Let me ask you this.
Sat back and took it, Alex. We all, as Americans, took this.
Well, they admitted, Dale Bigtree, that, as you know, that this was all a test. The UN had their whole disease X plan for control. It's completely blown up in their face. I mean, how devastated are they right now?
They are devastated because no matter where they turn, first of all, they didn't win the election. They had a 24-hour-a-day news cycle on every single major network saying that Trump was bad, Bobby's bad, these are crazy people. And for the first time ever, none of those networks had any power over us. Instead, we went out and voted, and we got Donald Trump, and we got Robert Kennedy Jr. We got Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, I'm going to get rid of all the corruption. I'm going to take a look at the vaccine program. We got that because the people are waking up, and we had social media, and we had new voices, real voices, telling the truth. So mainstream media lost, and mainstream media is what pharma owned. That was their bullhorn, and we proved it's not strong enough anymore.
Well, that's right, and it hasn't been for over a decade, but now the final illusion's gone, so now they're cutting so much of the funding of the corporate media.
That's it. Well, and look what Bobby just did. Another, I mean, huge thing that Bobby and Trump just did. We've been asking for removing direct-to-consumer marketing.
Yes.
You know, this idea that a pharmaceutical ad can run and you run out and ask for something you can't buy in a store. We're one of only two countries that could do it, New Zealand and America, where they could advertise you drugs with these little, you know, side effects and stuff. And then by doing that, they're buying 60% of the ad revenue, which means they are the boss that your news anchor, your news agency
is bought off the media.
For the pharmaceutical industry. Well, what did Trump do? What did Bobby do? And this was cool because I got to talk with Bobby a lot. We were talking to lawyers as we were getting closer and closer into the election. And we realized you can't just get rid of direct consumer marketing because you're going to have a First Amendment right. You can't say Coca-Cola is allowed to advertise on TV, but Pfizer can't. It would have lost the Supreme Court. But Bobby and the lawyers, we all sat around, and Donald Trump, and they said, well, hold on a second. But we can pass a law that says that you have to list every single side effect that we know your product causes in your commercial, which means that commercial is going to have to be about 2 minutes long, and it's going to be nothing but darkness and evil and sickness and horror. And now see if you can sell that product. That is what's going on. And by the way, they've been reticent to change it.
Stop right like, there. Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me explain something. And as soon as Kennedy said, okay, we can't do the full ban, we'll do this. Oh, he's a traitor. No, he's moving the ball as far as he can.
As far as you can legally. And by the way, we got to be careful, man. We got to be careful that we don't destroy our own First Amendment rights because it's a knee-jerk
reaction. I agree. Stay right there. Do some more. We do 10 hours with you.
Yeah, man.
And we've got the founder of Wikipedia come on about censorship, but this I've never seen. You're always excited.
I'm excited,
this
man.
This guy has more energy than I do. That's saying a lot. But I love it. See, I'm relaxed while he's on because I'm like, God, he's got it. Because people should be pissed off about this. But I want to talk about ultramethylene blue. We've got the best, theoxygenstore.com, 25% off store-wide right now. We have the ultramethylene red exclusively. But you notice Kennedy's taking it. It's amazing. We've got the best, and it funds this operation. There's so much good stuff that nature is able to give us. They take compounds from nature and make this, and it's really helped me. It's helped so many others, and it's so good for you. And obviously, RFK Jr. takes it, and we've got the very strongest out there in the new ultramethylene red, thealexshowstore.com, and that funds this operation. We can get the truth out and warn the public. So thank you for your support. Thanks for helping save so many lives. Thealexshowstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Children struggling every day with ADHD?
Scott's allergies made it hard to keep up with his friends.
Allergic reactions from accidental food exposures.
Moderate to severe eczema.
Plaque psoriasis.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Food allergies.
Allergy seizure.
The health of American children is in crisis.
More than 40% of American children now have at least one chronic health condition.
Autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile diabetes, lupus, Crohn's disease, all this IBS.
Just a few decades ago, 1 in 10,000 children had autism. Today it's 1 in 31.
ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language like tics, Tourette's syndrome, narcolepsy, sleep disorders.
There's no way in the world these kind of rapid increases in the incidence of disease could be genetic. Genetic change takes generations, centuries to play out.
What the heck is happening?
What is happening? Chronic disease has gone from 12.8% in our children in the 1980s to over 54% of our kids now. That's the greatest decline in human health that's ever been recorded. And people will say, how do you know it's not the pesticides sprayed all over our crops or the hormones in our beef or plastics or forever chemicals? But when we're talking about an autoimmune disease crisis, which is what's happening in America, shouldn't we look closest at the one product that's designed to alter our immune system for life? And we don't just inject it one time or two times or 10 times or 15 times or 20 times or 50 times. 72 times we are altering the immune system of our children with our vaccine program. There'd be one easy study to rule it out. Compare vaccinated children to completely unvaccinated children. But we don't know because they've never done the study.
It's the CDC's responsibility to do those studies, and they've been ordered again and again and again to do them, and they have refused.
This is information that vaccine safety advocates want, and I'm not sure why it hasn't been done.
What we would need is a scientist that the CDC could trust.
They would have to be a passionately pro-vaccine, highly accredited group of scientists willing to do a super robust, retrospective, vaccinated versus unvaccinated comparative study.
As fate would have it, Del Met, the head of infectious disease at Henry Ford Health System, Marcus Servos.
Dr. Servos is the perfect epidemiologist for the study. He's incredibly pro-vaccine, and he's also used to being in high-profile cases because he was at the center of the Flint, Michigan water investigation. Dr. Servos only agreed to do this study to prove us wrong.
Del and I thought that was an excellent opportunity.
We only had one request.
Whatever the outcome, you publish it. He said, whatever the results, they get published. Would he stick to that promise if the results show that unvaccinated kids are healthier? Didn't know.
Impact of childhood vaccination on short and long-term chronic health outcomes in children, a birth cohort study. I've never seen this study before.
18,468 subjects.
Henry Ford, like other institutions, has a bias towards the goodness of vaccines. If the results came back demonstrating that the battery of vaccines was associated with chronic diseases, such a result would be particularly convincing. This could be essentially one of the most valuable studies in the field.
The vaccinated subjects were over four times more likely to have an asthma diagnosis.
600% more acute and chronic ear infections.
4.47 times the amount of speech disorders in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated.
5.5 times risk.
616% increase. Learning issues, developmental delays, speech delays, language delays.
Amongst the unvaccinated group, there were zero
There was zero brain dysfunction, zero diabetes, zero behavioral problems, zero learning disabilities, zero intellectual disabilities, zero tics, and zero other psychological disabilities.
All right, there's more to the trailer. No. It is at aninconvenientstudy.com. Get it. It's free. Share it.
The whole film is free.
Yes, the whole thing. It's Life and Death. Del Bigtree, at the heart of the fight for our children in the future against the eugenicist death cult, is our guest for another 25 minutes. Then we have the founder of Wikipedia coming on about the incredible censorship that's all being exposed and how Elon Musk is at the tip of the spear fighting that. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
An inconvenient study at inconvenientstudy.com. The entire huge budget film, years in the making, is free. Yeah. And I know, listeners, you're super informed. Not as much as probably Kennedy or Del Bigtree, because they're more informed on this than I am, and I'm pretty damn informed. But the point is that you've got to get this out to your email list, your text message list, your word of mouth. In fact, other shows, people should stream it. Everybody should get it out to their audience. This is how we save lives. We've turned the tide. We're winning the war, but we have not won the war yet. We're winning major battles. So getting back to Zervos, you get him into the big study. He promises he'll do it. He does it. Then he won't release it. And then so you did the right thing. You went, because he was dealing in bad faith, yeah, in my view. You went and you undercovered your video.
Oh my God. So just really quickly, for people that want to know the conclusion of this study that he did, remember, he's pro-vaccine. That's how he states it. I believe it's the first time this type of study has been done to prove all the other studies wrong, prove Bobby Kennedy wrong, to prove me wrong. When you have your opposition do science to prove you wrong and they prove you right, that's the best kind of science there is. And that's really what this film shows you. And it's a great tool for anyone that's been trying to explain this to friends. This film is so simple and cleanly laid out, but here's what they discovered in the study. The conclusion in this unpublished study is 2.5 times the rate of chronic disease amongst those that are vaccinated compared to those that are unvaccinated. Six times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated. And it does this scale that it shows over 10 years what would happen. Over 10 years, by 10 years old, a child that is vaccinated, 57% of them in this study group were going to have a chronic disease. Where in the unvaccinated, only 17%. It is such a gigantic gap. It is absolutely massive. And so when I went and sat with Dr. Zervos, I'm like, why aren't you putting this out? Well, let's roll. I think I have a clip.
We will, but let me just say this. Because I don't know if you saw these articles, but other scientists and researchers took the numbers you got from the study and showed the chronic disease increase. It follows what the numbers show.
It follows. I mean, we're looking at water. We're looking at chemicals in food. But I don't know if that's all bad stuff. But this entire thing could be explained by this.
Well, it clearly supercharges everything else.
Supercharges it. It's why what Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing is so important. And all we're saying is, look, this is just one study on its own. Take it, you know, for what it's saying. It's done by a major medical institution. It's got 18,000 kids in the study, but there's about 5 to 10, but especially 5 other vaccinated versus unvaccinated studies that I'm sure you've covered. Dr. Mawson, homeschool study, Dr. Paul Thomas.
Look at how the Amish basically don't have autism.
But here's what's amazing. Every study that's ever been done in the world that compared vaccinated to unvaccinated is having the exact signal, which is the vaccinated are far sicker, higher rates of chronic disease across the board.
What about the signal with the thousands of parents I've run into on the street and the callers where by the second or third round, by the time they're 18 months, the baby's walking, talking, happy, gets the third round, and then never talks again?
That is what we are looking at now. This is what these studies are showing.
And we mean like within a day or two, the kids.
Within a day or two, this starts with one vaccine. One vaccine, and you are already on your road to chronic disease. That's what this study shows. And of course, they didn't want to publish it. And when I go and ask Dr. Zervos why, does he say because it's a crappy study? Henry Ford is saying this. This is bad data. And it's a bad study, and that's why we didn't send it in for publication.
But then we have the insurance company numbers on COVID shots all over the world confirming mass death.
Exactly. I mean, with the COVID vaccine, absolutely a horror.
So let's do this.
Yes.
Because I've so much to happen. If he wouldn't publish it before, how do you have it now? You're able to force it out?
Because watch, when I go to dinner with him, he hands me the study. So then I had the study in my hand. Still didn't know what to do with it. I can't publish it. Because
so at the end, he kind of did the right thing, but I know now behind
he handed it to me to look at, but he wouldn't publish it. And we were dead in the water from 2022 until just about 3 or 4 months ago when Senator Ron Johnson, Aaron Seary handed in the study, said, take a look at this. Ron Johnson said, this is an abomination. This, the public needs to see this. And we said, look, we can't publish it. We think there might be copyright issues. Ron Johnson, such a badass, by the way. He said, as a government official, I'm allowed to put this on the Senate website as a statement for the public good. And he published it on the Senate website and had an entire hearing about this study.
And so that's the difference.
And that made it available for me to put it out to the public.
And there's more courage and more now. People forget what happened to Ron Johnson while he woke up to this with his family. So again, this is the exponential critical mass. We've clearly crossed the critical mass threshold. When they did COVID, that was the critical mass. The question is how long until they get defeated. Now with Trump getting in and all this happening, all more evidence coming out, I mean, they're screwed.
I think they're screwed. I think at this point you hear them yelling really loudly. Like I said, safe and effective, doesn't work anymore. That might have kept us asleep, but it's not going to put us back.
Well, what about, before we hit this clip, what about Fauci and Hotez going, don't worry, there'll be a new pandemic now?
Oh, I think you should count on that. Just go ahead and take that to the bank. I would take when these guys tell you that they're like, when Bill Gates says the number one issue we have is overpopulation, we need to reduce population, I would take him for his word. And then when you see
that's another thing. All these people say there's too many of us, but right. They want to give us a shot to make us live longer.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. Right. When the guy that says my number one agenda is to reduce the population and my favorite product I'm investing in is in vaccines, I'd think twice about taking that product.
And he spends all his time getting control of world medical systems.
By the way, talk about a mad genius. Who saw that coming, right? I mean, we're worried about Bilderbergers. We're worried about Rockefellers and Rothschilds. Bill Gates, he did something none of them thought about. I'm going to go ahead and give up all my money, and I'm just going to buy up all the NGOs in the health department. I'm going to own the WHO. You know, when Trump pulled out of the WHO, Bill Gates was the number one owner of the WHO. So genius, I'm going to own the nonprofits that are going to push every pandemic, and I'm going to have invested in all the vaccines and all the testing and equipment and all the masks
and
up like crazy.
And this is not philanthropy. He puts his money in to the nonprofits that then buy back from him and makes tax-free profit.
And buys incredible amounts of power. Power over world leaders
and now
everything else.
He goes, I want to black out the sun.
Oh, my God. Please.
A little bit of a God complex?
Yeah, you think?
I know now that Zervos is threatening you and all the rest of this, but you got Kennedy, you got Trump, you got the truth. He said he would do this. You got a senator to publish this.
Right.
I think it's all a bluff, them coming after you.
Well, so let's talk. So I got it before, as the first trailer went out, I hadn't revealed that we had undercover footage because I was curious what Henry Ford would do. So they sent a cease and desist letter against me, against our nonprofit, and accusing us of defamation. Basically accusing us that by us saying that the reason you're not publishing this study is because of the results, they said you're hurting our business. Our business is trials and studies, and you're saying that we could be corruptible. I'm not saying any of that. But what I went on my show, I said, look, we've received a cease and desist. I read it on the show as the way I think you would have done too. And all I said is this. Look, this is my opinion. It is my opinion that had these results been the exact opposite, that had it been the vaccinated that were the healthiest and the unvaccinated had 2.5 times the rate of chronic disease, the unvaccinated were the ones with 6 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders, and the unvaccinated has, you know, 6 times the rate of autoimmune disease, I think this would have been headline news across the world. That's my opinion.
And then this is God,
Kennedy's wrong, Dell's wrong, Alex Jones is wrong, we proved it with a study, but you couldn't do that because it was the opposite, and I believe, it's my opinion, that's why this wasn't published. But
and then they were acting like, then they were acting like you were just trying to, you know, make that up, and said you right. Go, ace card, undercover video.
And that's exactly it. I played this video. Play this video.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying I'm making it up?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your chief scientist. Boom. Checkmate, bitch. Here it is.
Here it is.
Let me put it this way. I put my whole career on the line because I saw an issue that is affecting the children of America and the world. We have a serious growing problem of autoimmune disease, chronic illness. I am not saying that vaccines are the only cause, but I am saying this program needs some serious work. We had much better health when we were getting 10, 20 vaccines. At 54 shots with 72 doses, it is clear we are not making our children healthier. They're going the wrong direction. We have some serious issues.
No, I actually agree with that. Is there a different way we could be doing
it? Right, but how do we get there? If I can't get the study out, then what hope is there for every kid in the future? I can't do for them.
It's actually the right thing to do. I don't want to say it's not the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, but I just don't want to. And I don't want to say I have enough problems, but I've got enough things like that I'm already dealing with. I don't want another one.
Hold on.
I don't want to lift a finger to save humanity.
No.
This is the Galileo moment. I believe this changes more lives than anything there is. If we can fix this vaccine program, it doesn't just change millions of children's lives here in America. It changes worldwide. You'll be the father of the change in the system. That's historic. We have an ability to do something that no one ever dreams possible. If it's not you, then who?
For some reason, they always... hammering it always comes towards me. No, I can't handle it. I'm not a good person. I can't handle it. I'm not a good person, but I'm just not going to be. I'm not going to do that.
Because I've got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, really emotional.
It's very important that the study sees the light of day. In the scientific literature, and for the advancement of science, we must have balance. There are always pros and cons to everything. And when we have a deep-seated religious bias in favor of vaccines, we've lost balance. And when we lose balance, the entire scientific enterprise goes off track.
And by the way, Dr. Peter McCullough, famous cardiologist, super successful, he lost his job for all this. He never makes a big deal about it. They sued him. He fought through it. Basically has won. Well, okay, but look at Peter McCullough versus this guy. McCullough, one of the most published scientists ever. Literally, I'm not a good, I can't handle it. Yeah. But in a way, he's the reluctant hero because he was so confident that he was right and you were wrong. He went and did it, found out you were right, then was a coward, but still, he still produced the truth. And then, Ron Johnson came through. So this is God here. This is God.
I agree. I feel like we're all being guided by God right now. I think there's an abomination happening. I want to take it down a notch because we can yell. And I think people just sort of, and sometimes just go, it's just another story. This isn't another story. This is our baby.
No, Galileo moment. Yeah. People don't know. It's when we prove we weren't the center of the universe, it moves.
Right. It moves. It changes. And of course, we arrested Galileo, and that's what he's afraid will happen to him when this truth comes out. That's what he's stating there. But now, as people, a tool like this, we've got debates now happening, Alex. You know Dr. Peter Gutcha? Peter Gutcha, who was one of the founders of the Cochrane Collaboration, has weighed in on this study online. He's writing lots of posts about it saying, hey, I've seen Henry Ford's complaint, and I'm telling you these numbers are too dramatic to be able to explain away with some issues around
compounding. And they match all the other studies on similar.
And they match all the other studies. What we're seeing now is reproducible science. all of the science available right now in the world that compares vaccinated completely unvaccinated, and I can say this, is showing the same problem. The vaccinated are sick. They're far sicker. And so it looks
like when they first invented a combustion engine, he wasn't sure till they built a few more, then showed other people, then demonstrated it. And then suddenly it was, it's the same. It's science. Like
that's science.
We've demonstrated it. We know it. And so they can run, but they can't hide.
And I just feel like every parent now that gets this information, that sees this movie, that looks at this information, now if you decide to move forward because you feel pressured by the government of the United States or you feel pressured to get into a school system.
That's what Kennedy just said last week. You said, listen, you're the parent. You have a right to say no.
You have a right to say no. That's what Joe Latipo is making all these changes in Florida. Who am I to tell you what you're going to inject into your
children?
Oh, man,
shouldn't Latipo be brought into administration?
Oh, man, I wish he could. I wish he could be in there as Surgeon General or something like that, working with Bobby. He's dynamic. I wish Peter McCullough would be in there. This study, as Peter said, should have been done by HHS. This should have been like the first thing done, which is let's look at.
By the way, here's the full study, folks, and it is
50 pages.
Overhead shot. I want to show you all this.
That's it. And that's Peter McCullough for you. But look, we have tools. When we make things like this, I don't make documentaries every year. This is the first documentary I've made since Vax. I believe this is as important as what Vax did. This is a game changer. It is sweeping around the world. I just talked to a senator in Australia that went viral last week. You see that one?
I did.
Where he's asking for the thimerosal, the placebo trials, and they don't have an answer. I had him on my show. He's like, I'm getting that from you. And I saw the movie and I saw the study. He even brings up the study to the head of health in Australia, says, do you know about the Henry Ford health study? And the guy says, yeah, that's the study that Informed Consent Action Network had done. I don't know what to say about them. So we're viral, man. And here's what's key though. It's worldwide.
Their hoax is called because before we've done thousands. It's all safe, proven, never a problem. And then not just, sure, proving autism, but everything else totally proven. Cancers, yeah. Sterility, Guillain-Barré, blood clots. I mean, they know all this.
And we know all this, which is the most important thing, Alex. Right? I mean,
remember the Schultz and Eastern quote?
Right.
That's what the Schultz and Eastern quote. You know, we know, they know, we know. But, you know,
they know.
So they all know.
They all know.
Why do you think the suicide cult? Now, how many more hundreds of so-called vaccines are they trying to get approved? They're not even really classical vaccines either. I mean, thank God we're slowing them down about to turn the tide because they have a total revolution. If we think it's bad now, my God.
Well, I mean, that's one of the miracles that Bobby just did. When he pulled the $500 million of funding for mRNA technology, that was a tidal wave of vaccines that were coming our way. You have to remember mRNA, what they love about it, they can make it overnight. You don't have to wait for 6 months for it to grow on eggs or grow on aborted fetal DNA. It's like a computer code. You wrap it in a fatty lipid, you inject it right into the people, and we're off and running. We can start vaccinating you for thousands, hundreds of thousands of viruses and bacteria. I mean, how many do you think there are, Alex? There's millions of these things. And if they can charge us for every one and make the government take us and they can make them overnight, that's where
mRNA
was going.
And we know you give these experimental shots, it puts pressure on the viruses, and then your body creates a whole bunch of real bad stuff.
Real bad stuff. And by the way, we're vaccinating animals for bird flu. What do you think you're doing to bird flu? We're vaccinating birds that we're getting immune to it. That's what we want to have
happen. You're accelerating its evolution.
You're accelerating the evolution, which is what we did in gain of function with coronavirus. One of the things I want to make clear, because people don't
let's be clear, giving people these mRNA shots turns us into gain of function factories.
That is exactly what it's doing. It's going inside of our cells with a little computer program saying, produce, you know, spike protein, the most deadly part of this virus. It's crazy, man. And now we're seeing long lasting. Well, I think the latest study is like 750 days in now. People that got the vaccine are still producing spike protein. It's not stopping. A question that we should have asked, will this ever stop? So that they're walking around this petri dish, shedding and sweating and kissing and making love to us. And they've got this deadly spike protein that their body won't stop making. And this is a virus that could not infect human beings. And in a laboratory, we advanced it 100 years
into the future. By the way, I figured this out. I played the clip like 4.5 years ago when they were getting ready to approve the shots. And Bill Gates goes, oh, COVID's really just kind of a test. He's on like NBC News. He goes, soon terrorists are going to release a new virus and it's going to be much worse. And I clicked from the science I was just reading going, oh, when we take it, we'll become factories of mutations. He was giggling and laughing because look, I know you go only off what you can prove, but come on. Just as a personal, obviously this is all premeditated. You said it earlier. Bill Gates wants us dead. He does this. His dad was a head eugenicist. I mean, this is all on purpose. This is not, haphazard, they just did this on accident.
This is all predicted by the Bible. When God says, lest you shall surely die, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Never believe that you can count the hair on every head. And I would take it further. Never believe that you know the millions and billions of bacteria that are on your hands right now as we speak, are teeming inside of your gut, in your stomach right now as we speak. Millions and billions of viruses and bacteria. And we, in our hubris, can kill 16 of them for you. And we think we can do that without throwing entire delicate balance that
I was
God 14, has created.
I was 14 years old. I was working for a large animal vet that did artificial insemination, everything else. And he was like top of his class A&M. He was an old guy. And I'd have a lot of pimples and stuff, but he saw me come out of the bathroom, and I'd been washing with soap in my face. And he said, let me tell you something. If you want to get rid of that acne, he goes, only wash with soap under your arms and stuff maybe a couple times a week. He said, you're killing the patina of good bacteria that are part of your body. Then all the bad ones can get in. He goes, stop scrubbing your face. Leave it alone. And 2 weeks later, never had any acne again. And then now I wash with soap about twice a week, a natural soap. And I don't smell bad either. Right. The point is you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be scrubbing the normal bacteria off you.
Every
it's the same
time.
Thing inside your gut. You're supposed to have those.
Every time we're hitting that little thing in a store, we don't know what's in it. We don't know what antibiotics are. That could have, it's killing. And we're wiping out the entire biome on our hands.
Well, plus they admit our that diet. Alcohol stuff goes through your, it causes
does that
all
too.
Sorts of problems.
Look. We are on the precipice of losing this species. We are the sickest. There's no other mammal on this earth that is suffering the autoimmune disease where their immune systems are attacking their own bodies. Our immune systems of our children are attacking their own bodies. And, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. I don't think it's the fluoride in the water. I don't think it's the herbicides and pesticides in our crops that are bad. But when we're talking about autoimmune disease, which is dysregulated immune system, your immune system's confused. It's attacking your own body. Shouldn't we look closest at the one product we're giving 72 times that is tricking our immune system into thinking it's had a disease. And in the tricking, not one, not two, not 10, not 20, not 50, 72 times we're tricking our immune system.
But I remember Wakefield.
We're shocked. Our immune systems are now attacking our own body going, I'm totally confused. I don't know what protein I'm against. I'm being injected with proteins. I'm being injected with aluminum. I have an allergic reaction every 3 months that's being injected into me. And now I'm attacking everything I can see. And
but
I'm
we know,
sorry,
let me just take peanuts. They start growing the so-called vaccine stuff on peanut protein, and then suddenly we have lethal peanut allergies.
Lethal peanuts, you're injecting aluminum. The way aluminum works in this vaccine is they think, hey, put aluminum in it so that it incites the immune system to see this protein, whether it's, a virus of some kind, see it as the enemy, and it'll develop, antibodies and immunity against it, right? Well, lo and behold, while you're injecting aluminum, what other proteins did I eat today? What's in my stomach? Did I just eat some eggs? Didn't think about it. I fed the baby some eggs. Maybe gave him some peanuts. Maybe gave him some nuts. Or maybe some cheese. Who knows? And now all of a sudden you just injected aluminum, which is telling the body every protein you see right now is your enemy. Create antibodies against it. And now we're shocked. We got allergies to all sorts of food issues, all sorts of.
And
you're injecting yourself with an allergy-causing chemical, aluminum.
And it just gets crazier and crazier, and now the allergies are just getting worse and worse and worse because of all the things they grow this crap in.
It is time to stop.
Remember when they caught the UN in the 90s adding a hormone that the woman only releases in the second trimester so they could create an artificial abortion or miscarriage?
Yeah, Africa, they got caught, it was a tetanus vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, why are they giving this tetanus vaccine in multiple doses? You don't need it. So I think it was a couple of Catholic priests. Stole it, got it out, got it in some labs. And oh my God, they're sterilizing the women in Kenya. And that's really, if I'm going to go as far as my conspiracy theories take me, it's this. When you hear the leaders of your nation saying that population is the problem, then they need a tool to reduce population. And there is no better tool than a product that you walk in without thought, hand your baby over, submit yourself to, get injected, don't ask what's in it, don't ask how it was made, don't care that it was never tested for safety, and then you walk out, you suddenly have a product, well, look it, I got a vaccine passport, I don't know what this means, I'm the red one. Oh yeah, red one, grab the red vaccine, give it to him. It just so happens that I don't make a lot of money. Well, you're in the red group because that red group is probably sterilizing you. And they can select now.
If we're walking in, they can select
who lives, who dies, who procreates, who doesn't. That's the future of vaccines. Is that what's happening now? I don't know.
No, that is what's happening.
But I know they know that's the power they will have with a vaccine program we have no control over.
Which we got to stop the UN treaty and all of it. Del Big Tree on fire as always. Del Big Tree on X and on thehighwire.com. God bless you, brother. Thanks for the time. knocking it out of the park, brother.
Right.
Killing it. Nailing it. You got to come back more often.
Let's do it.
I want to get back on your show.
Okay, we'll do it.
Last time I was on there, weighed like 90 pounds more, was retarded.
You look great.
You look great, too. All right, hey, tell Kennedy I love him.
We'll do.
He sent me a few nice messages, telling him I appreciate him, too, but God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
All right, we'll be right back with the founder of Wikipedia. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Connection to the creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Appreciate our guest joining us, a real pioneer in truth and in information. Larry Sanger is the co-founder of Wikipedia, and most people obviously know who he is. He holds a PhD in philosophy at Ohio State University, LarrySanger.org, on X at iSanger. And most people know Wikipedia is important, obviously. But it's what AI is scraping from. It's way more important than Encyclopedia Britannica, obviously. And I've personally, over the years, experienced its de-evolution to leaking to so-called authoritative sources that I personally have experienced, and I can tell you aren't true. For a long time, Wikipedia, in the last few years, had, when I started InfoWars, wrong date. My middle name spelled wrong. But I'm Alex Jones. They wouldn't believe me. And then all my enemies could go on there and say whatever they wanted, but I couldn't respond. So we now have new XAI launches, Grokopedia, AI Encyclopedia, to challenge Wikipedia. It was Larry Sanger that first on Tucker kind of leaked that that was coming, at least from my understanding. He correct me when I'm wrong because he's actually the source of his own life. But I just follow this. And so this is a big deal and really is revolutionary what he and Elon Musk and others are doing. We can talk about what happened at Wikipedia, where it is, how we respond to this. I mean, there's so many angles. So Larry, I know you're a gentleman and you'll tend to stop, but with me, you don't want to do that because I'll rattle on. So we can go wherever you want. You sent me a lot of really important points, the nine theses, and its fallout so far, his conversion story, which went viral in Christian media last February, AI, Grokopedia, the prospects of a push to get a bunch of new, formerly excluded conservative contributors in Wikipedia, and more. Can we reform Wikipedia? Well, we'll definitely get his expert take on that. So, Larry Sanger, thank you so much for being here on this October 31st broadcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. It's going to be fun, I think.
Well, you're the grand poobah, so tell me where we start here.
I think there's a couple of different places. We can start with the nine theses. We can start with Grokopedia, or with a little bit of the history of Wikipedia.
That's what I was going to ask for the history of Wikipedia, how it degenerated, and exactly the nine theses, and then what you make of Grokopedia.
Sounds good. Right. So I guess what you probably want to know here is how did we get where we are with Wikipedia? Wikipedia was initially launched January 15, 2001. It was my job, essentially, to start a free encyclopedia for Jimmy Wales' company, Bomis. And we started with Newpedia, and then from there, we moved to Wikipedia after a year. To make a long story short, we started with a lot of good people who were rather quickly driven out by people that I would describe as sort of anarchist types, who are still in charge of Wikipedia to a great extent, but not exclusively. There are a lot of people who do good stuff on Wikipedia. There's a lot of articles about a lot of things that are totally apolitical. But I think immediately, the first media sources that covered the Wikipedia story were the New York Times and MIT's Technology Review, two bastions of the establishment. And so we were very quickly on their radar. Some people said that Wikipedia is the encyclopedia that Google built. And I would actually maybe turn that around too, that Google is the search engine that Wikipedia built, because a lot of people went to Wikipedia to find their information about the world.
Well, that's right. When Wikipedia was a more accurate, but not as political, it was just absolutely gigantic and so important. And I'm not an expert like you, but I can notice that, like you said, the intelligence agencies, the power structure has been obsessed with it from the beginning, and then especially the last decade or so, has really tried to use it as the blueprint for reality. And as you said, there's a fight still internally, you know, good people trying to post in there. So I think it's fair to say that it's kind of a main war zone in the censorship battle.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, I mean, there's actually some evidence that the CIA edited Wikipedia. Langley, Virginia addresses, IP addresses were recorded, along with many other corporate addresses and government addresses from around the world, by Virgil Griffith's, Wiki Scanner project back in, I think, 2007, 2008. So it's proven, but of course, why do we really need to prove it? Ultimately, anybody who wants to manipulate public opinion is going to use all avenues to do so. And Wikipedia, as anyone can observe, shapes opinion about a lot of different things in the world. So, of course, I'm not saying, and I have never said, that the CIA runs Wikipedia. Of course, I have no way of knowing that. I don't think that's true. I think it's a lot more complicated than that. But what I do know is that people are willing to spend a lot of money to make sure that Wikipedia articles read the way that they are supposed to read. So I have heard many stories from people who are very upset with what Wikipedia say about themselves. They get in touch with me all the time, and it's very sad. It's actually one of the reasons why I started this reform project. I feel responsible, and I have to tell them something that I've learned over the years, that essentially there are Wikipedia editing, paid Wikipedia editing, is a big business, as it turns out. There are a lot of PR firms that will happily take your money, and for like $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, make sure that your article is edited to read the way that they want it to read. And others who are squatting on the page, making sure it looks the way that they want it to, well, there will have to be a process of negotiation, but I think clearly Wikipedia is a kind of battleground between people, some of whom are actually working behind the scenes to ensure that their paymasters.
Well, I was about to say, just the CIA is kind of a catch-all, but well, I was going to say before you said it, I want to interrupt. They use PR firms, NGOs, nonprofits. It's just a consortium of establishment groups. Because for whatever reason, the mainstream media, the corporate system, and even AI, other than Grok, decided it's the authoritative. So correct me if I'm wrong, but how did Wikipedia become something seen as the authoritative, thus making it the key battleground? How did that process unfold? I guess because it was the first big thing to create such a map of what was known reality?
Well, that's pretty obvious to me. It's basically when people started searching for things on the internet, they'd use Google and other search engines, and the Wikipedia results popped up to the top. Now, I'm not saying that isn't organic. I actually think that's probably organic, and because of the way that the old PageRank algorithm worked on Google.
Well, of course, Wikipedia was the only place that would actually give you up-to-date stuff. Exactly. No, so it was completely dominant. So thus the battleground starts.
Sure. Absolutely. And then, after that, it was pushed by, for example, YouTube. If there's some controversial topic or, you know, something that Alex Jones has opined about, you know, then of course there will be a link to the Wikipedia article underneath the video, telling you the truth about, the unvarnished objective truth.
So Wikipedia was starting to be used as the original fact checker.
Right. It's the source, I guess you could say, for the fact checkers. And it's the one that the fact checkers were paying, most attention to, I think. You can actually look at fact check sites and they will actually.
Oh, you're right. It's easy authoritative. So AI uses that. So did it hit rock bottom at some point? Is it coming back up, or what is the state of it now?
Wikipedia.
I mean, did it hit a low mark, or is it still falling, or has it gotten better? I mean,
I see.
Yeah.
That's a good question. You know, I don't think it's really gotten a lot better, since it really began its descent into the trough, which I would date back to about 2016, 2018. So basically when the mainstream media became as opinionated as Fox News and MSNBC, when they decided to, you know, get rid of all pretensions of objectivity, Wikipedia essentially went the same route. And when, as a result, conservatives actually, like yourself to a certain extent, I'm not saying you're a conservative, but when they started a lot of competing media, what Wikipedia did was to, in 2018, start a list of essentially all of the alt news sources that were verboten.
A blacklist.
On Wikipedia. So it's called the perennial sources list. And of course, InfoWars would be, blacklisted. Fox News though as well, which is much more, mainstream. The New York Post, the Federalist, all kinds of ones. Wikipedia continues to maintain even years after, the mainstream media has, I guess you could say, decided to turn down the propaganda. Wikipedia keeps it up.
At 11.
It keeps it running high, yes. So I suppose that answers the question.
No, I agree. And I saw, maybe the crew can pull it up, I saw a bunch of articles a few days ago that said, look at how Grokopedia is so right-wing and conspiracy, and all it did was say who Kennedy is and his background, the lawyer books, his position, but right. But it didn't say disproven conspiracy theorists like Wikipedia did, you know, a CIA term to discredit those that questioned Kennedy's assassination that they came out with like in 65 to counter 63. I mean, literally, I look actually at Grokopedia, and it doesn't, you know, seem to me like it's even right-wing and or even populist. It just seems to be, you know, it seems to be a little more accurate. It's all objective, but there's this, so that's kind of a segue. Well, let me ask you this. Can, obviously, sure. I think it can because you're saying this. Can Wikipedia be reformed or salvaged? And what would those moves be?
I think it can be. I have proposed 9 theses.
Yes.
So today is Reformation Day. Happy Reformation Day, Alex.
That's right. For those that don't know, how many hundreds of years ago, Martin Luther King, tacked his theses, his letter on the
95
door.
95 theses.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. No, I think it was 508 years ago in 1517, Martin Luther, yes, he nailed 95 theses criticizing the Catholic Church, trying to reform the Catholic Church. So in the same spirit, I thought it would be good to talk to you on Reformation Day about the 9 theses to reform Wikipedia.
Well, let's talk about it.
Sure. I mean, there's a few different ways, I think. Now, I'm not saying that Wikipedia is going to accept all of these. I think what really needs to happen is a lot of people descending on Wikipedia over the next few months. Whoever has felt left out, it's supposed to be an open project, so you should be able to get in if you behave yourself and play by the rules. So let's go over some of the theses then. So here's some of the proposals. I'll just read a few. Wikipedia needs to end decision-making by consensus. They describe whatever conclusion is arrived at by often kind of mysterious processes as a consensus. My view is that it's no consensus at all if there are a lot of people disagreeing with it, which is often the case. And if you're not allowed to express any contrary opinion on Wikipedia, which unfortunately is the case on a lot of culture war topics, what that means is that it's a consensus of all the people who think the way that they do. So I say, let's at least begin here. Get rid of that word consensus, because that's just an institutional fiction. That's just a falsehood. That's one of them. I've got 8 more to go. I don't know how many you want to.
Oh, no, I'm listening, but it's just like saying all scientists agree man-made climate change is real and is going to destroy the ice caps, and then you find out almost all the names on the list didn't even sign it, or 20,000 doctors sign a letter against RFK Jr. being appointed to HHS head, and you find out anybody can sign the petition. It's like they create fake consensus like a communist Politburo, dead on, so point two.
Right. The comparison to the Politburo is actually very apt. Point two, enable competing articles. So right now, I would say that Wikipedia is no longer really neutral. It claims to be neutral, but it is neutrality with respect to a very narrow point of view. I describe it as the GASP perspective. GASP is an acronym, stands for Globalist Academic, which is not a bad thing, but just go with this. Globalist Academic, Secular, and Progressive. So essentially, if as it's sometimes put, the faculty members of the leading universities in the world would never mention or teach a certain opinion in their classes, then it wouldn't pass the academic test. Now, it seems to me that there are things that are worth recording in an encyclopedia that might not actually be taught by the faculty members of Harvard. And that's just being open to a truly global point of view, because of course there are people all around the world who have lots of different opinions about a lot of different things. If you want to be truly globalist, then you're not going to be globalist in the sense that we're talking about here, which is actually the view that the powers that be want to impose from above on the globe. That's the sense
of very narrow global orthodoxy.
Exactly. Secular is another aspect of the perspective that Wikipedia now teaches. So if you look at any articles about religious topics, then they are explained from the point of view of a secularist, of someone who thinks that these things are simply not the case. So there's a sort of condescending tone. Now, this can be found, actually, at departments of religion at many universities, but then there's a lot of very well-educated people at seminaries and other educational institutions that disagree. Anyway, here's the point. And of course, there is a progressive bias, which I don't even
think I need to get. It's extremely exclusionary to anything but its own narrow spectrum.
Right. So, all I'm saying is if the Wikipedia community insists by its various policies, that only a GASP perspective is allowed, then to be really globalist, to be really honest and open to everyone in the world, which they should, then they can get a lot more people involved by simply inviting competing articles on various topics.
Which would make it way more exciting. You could have just huge debates going on. And on Islam, you'd have what the Catholics think, the Protestants, the Muslims, the subsects of Muslims, the Hindus, the atheists. Imagine that. It would be wow.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we can still say that there is a neutrality policy for each of those groups. They each have their own rules, but they're trying to, you know, aim at neutrality by their own lights. Wikipedians today will tell you, we aim at neutrality by our own lights. Okay, fine. But your own lights are obviously biased to a certain extent, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Well, what's the third thesis?
Number three. Abolish source blacklists. We already, you know, introduced this idea, right?
Wave a magic wand, say you can't have even Fox News or Alex Jones. That's obviously censorship right there.
That's right. And my proposal is very straightforward. Allow those sources, allow primary sources, which is actually really important, you know, which means they only allow secondary sources. So if the only people who are discussing a topic are people who are on the cutting edge of research or people with blogs that specialize in the topic, those things are not going to be reported on in Wikipedia because there hasn't been somebody in like Time magazine, for example, summarizing. That should not
be exactly. And I'm no expert on Wikipedia, and I kind of give it up on a lot of it. Like you said, if something's not political, I can go look at it, and because I was there, that's pretty accurate. But if it's political, it's going to be totally bent. But I remember people pointing out to me like, oh, they posted a link to just one of your reports on something where we shoot it. It's there. You can see it. Human smuggling at the border, whatever. And even though it wasn't on my website, they'd still say that is a source not allowed. And they would block that in the edit, even though it's just raw footage of me at the border showing five kids being packed in the back of a van. It's like, there it is. Like, they didn't challenge it was fake video. They didn't say it was AI. They just said it's Alex Jones, not allowed.
That's right. That's right. And this can actually be the basis of potential libel suits. Which I will get to. Let me skip number 4 and 5. Maybe we'll come back to them and go straight to number 6, which is reveal who Wikipedia's leaders are.
Oh, I think we should have started with this. Yeah, who's in control?
Right. So we know who's in control of the Wikimedia Foundation. That's perfectly fine. But they are not actually the ones who are in control of the editorial process. Those people are, for the most part, anonymous. We simply don't know who they are. I made a list of 62 of the most powerful people on Wikipedia according to their roles. I won't go into the details. I call them the Power 62. And these people are very clearly powerful. If they use their power or not, that's another question. But they certainly have the ability to change a lot. And only 85% of them are anonymous. If only 15% share what their names are.
Now, let's just stop right there. I got to go to break. Larry Sanger, 2-minute break.
Okay.
But anytime you've got great power and it's anonymous, sounds like the National Security Act of 47. Sounds like a recipe for disaster. Sounds like deep state. Okay, we're going to go to break for 2 minutes, come back with who actually runs Wikipedia. And then we're going to get to the big enchilada. How is Grok AI with its new Grokopedia challenging this? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sanger, who we've got to get back for a commercial-free podcast for like 2 hours. He's such a really smart person and a real pioneer, and I just really appreciate it. He was for another 30 minutes, and I want to thank you for coming here today with his 9 theses on Wikipedia. We're finishing up with this in a short segment. We joined some stations here in about 5 minutes. I want to get into revolutions outside of Wikipedia to change this. And for a lot of listeners, you're like, Wikipedia, we see a lot of stuff on there that isn't accurate. We're done with it. The system, the AI, the power structure is using it for their blueprint for censorship and reality. The fact checkers use it as the source. It is critical. So you want to win the fight against tyranny, you've got to study all this. You've got to know about it. Victory is about being informed. Victory is about understanding things. Larry Sanger, you got cut off on the break. I think the most important question is, how do you have 80-something percent of the 60-something people that are really running it anonymous? That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and the terrible thing is Wikipedia is extremely influential, which means that these anonymous people actually wield real power in the world. And if they are libeled by Wikipedia, then there is no one to sue. You can't identify a defendant. And you can't sue the Wikimedia Foundation because it is simply the 501c that runs the platform.
And interrupt, sir, this is so key. I want you to restate this. We'll spend as much time as you need to get to this.
Sure.
The antidote to great power is transparency and accountability. And if you're secret and no one knows who's defaming you, then that, as I said, is the real evil combination right there. So how do we fix that?
Well, what I'm proposing is simply that Wikipedia does the right thing and requires the most powerful people on Wikipedia to be named. All right. Now, if they refuse to do that, there's a few other things. One thing is they can allow the public a page to respond. That I think would be the minimum that they can do. In other words, if somebody has been defamed by Wikipedia, they should be given a special page where they can respond. Well, what if they don't do that? Then I think this whole problem has actually been created by Congress. It was created by Section 230 of the, what is it called?
Allows it to be a utility and, yes. And not a publisher.
Right. So the Communications Decency Act basically, made it possible for an organization like the Wikimedia Foundation to escape all liability for, any sort of.
So they're hiding behind the shield while really being a publisher.
Yes. So I think that Congress could make a carve out, an exception to Section 230. So something like that, an organization that generates in excess of $100 million in revenue. If the platform hosts anonymously sourced content, which is nevertheless presented or understood to be factual and neutral, and yet it's routinely and demonstrably defames members of the public. If it does that, and if the platform refuses to identify key content decision makers who are responsible for such defamation, then the organization should not be entitled to Section 230 immunity in that very narrow sort of case, which would apply to Wikipedia and potentially other organizations. So Congress could do that. That's sort of hanging over the head.
You know, that's a great way to deal with 230. Don't repeal the whole thing, but create carve-outs for when groups violate it to be able to selectively remove the shield.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Well, we got to go to break here and join some stations, but this is, well, what's only a one-minute break. Fascinating. You kind of said this, but imagine, why not have community notes where the editors can be challenged, and then they can challenge that back? Why not just open it up to those that feel they're being lied about or misrepresented, where I can, like, put a picture of my driver's license up and say, my name's spelled this way, Emmerich spelled this way, not that way. Little simple things like that, like, I'm the authoritative source, I'm me. It's like, is Obi-Wan Kenobi still alive? Well, yeah, he's alive, he's me. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Well, this is all extremely academic and technical, but if you want to beat tyranny, you got to learn about the guts of how things work. And the globalist disinformation censorship combine is obsessed with Wikipedia, because according to the software engineers and AI engineers I've been talking to forever, that's what they're using to program what they claim reality is. So if you kind of want to strike at the heart of the Death Star, you got to strike at Wikipedia to either reform it or create things that are alternatives to it that are actually more open. And so Larry Sanger, the founder of Wikipedia, is here with us. We got to get him back again soon. We got about 25 minutes left, 3 minutes left in this interview. But it's just fascinating. I want to get into Grokopedia, AI. I want to get into his conversion story. Very, very powerful. But finishing up with this, you're saying let people that believe they're being defamed have a section so people can say, see what other people say. Like, you know, be able to know your accuser is in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So you don't even know who these accusers are. You at least might as well be able to challenge them, even if they're phantoms floating around somewhere. What about like a community notes type situation for Wikipedia?
I think it makes sense. There's a lot of ways to work such a concept into the Wikipedia context. I think they ought to try it. Jimmy Wales recently said that we already have a community notes sort of a platform, and he's absolutely wrong. That's is simply not the case. It involves when two different points of view converge on a shared picture of the truth, then that is added as a community note.
Well, I haven't tried to edit it in a decade, so I'm completely retarded, seriously, when it comes to it. I just know the general how important it is. But the correct me, it may have changed, or correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're the actual subject, you're not allowed to comment on yourself? That doesn't sound smart.
That's right. No, you can't. In fact, you can even be kicked off the platform if you insist too strongly on commenting on the article about yourself. Yes, I've been threatened myself with that in the past. I don't know how credible such a threat
was. So the very person, if it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Queen Elizabeth, whoever, I already knew that, but it's just so strikingly not free. It's obviously not right.
No, you couldn't be more right there. So
I remember like 10 years ago, I go, they got my middle name wrong. Send them my driver's license. And they tried to, like, we're not allowed to, sir. It says you're going to get in trouble. You know, it's just like, that's crazy.
Right. No, they don't like primary sources. So it's interesting. It's crazy. It really is. And when there is such craziness in the world, you have to start asking, why does it work the way that it does?
Well, how did Wikipedia get taken away from you? Or what happened?
Very briefly, we have other things to talk about, but essentially, Bomis, the parent company of Wikipedia, lost the ability to pay me. So I resigned, and I was laid off and resigned. And 9 months after that, I washed my hands of the project and never looked back, and have since become a critic. So,
I certainly think the creator of something is definitely who we should be listening to as a critic.
Thanks. All right. So the alternatives, I think, are the things that we should be talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about Grok. I'm sorry I spent so much time on Wikipedia.
Yes. So Grokopedia is very interesting. Now, I have nothing to do with Grokopedia. You sort of hinted that maybe I did, but I
well,
don't.
I just picked up in the media, and of course, why believe them, that you had kind of preluded this was coming.
Well, here's what happened. I posted the 9 theses on September 29th, and the very next day, Elon Musk announced that Grokopedia was actually going to happen and that it would be launched soon, which was a great surprise to me. I didn't know when I was writing the 9 theses that he had this thing, that it was really going to happen. He had made some noises about it. At any rate, so he's obviously used the publicity that this reform movement has generated to,
but he's also said on air and people privately, I'll leave it at that, he needs something to get AI trained on. He doesn't have it.
Right. And well, the thing that he needs to have access to are all of the books and the journal articles in a big academic library, essentially. And he doesn't have that yet. He's got quite a bit, of course, because a lot of it is free to use, but there's a lot that isn't. And Wikipedia articles have been written by people who have read those books and, you know, it's gone through their brains. But now what he wants to have is the rights to, for Grok to put that stuff through its processes. Now, this is not necessarily to mean that Grok should, the actual LLM should be trained. I actually think there are separate rights that are needed to train Grokopedia using the contents of all those books and journals.
Well, just in general, though, looking at Grokopedia since it launched its first, you know, steps or whatever you call it, overall, I haven't had much time in an hour or two to look at it. Looks a lot more non-biased to me. They're calling it right-wing conspiracy theory. Looks like kind of bland, but not overly, you know, communist to me.
Yes. So I actually did some serious testing of Grok. I looked at 10 different articles, and I ran the introductory sections through ChatGPT, because people wouldn't trust what I had to say about these things, of course. And the average rating given to the neutrality of those sections, Wikipedia versus Grok on the same topics, 10 different topics, the average rating given to the Grokopedia was 2. So with 1 being totally neutral and 5 being totally biased. So 2.1. The average rating for Wikipedia was 3.5. Now, that's only 10 articles, so we need to do a much bigger test.
But this is massive. Start over. So you used ChatGPT to test Wikipedia versus Grok and found that Grok was way more neutral.
Yes, Grokopedia was significantly more neutral on those 10 topics. And they are, you know, typical culture war sorts of topics.
I'm not a computer scientist like you're thinking. I just looked at basic topics. It seemed like that's not, you know, quote, extreme like me, and it's not like leftist. It seemed like kind of middle of the road.
Yes. But the point is, you know, and ChatGPT is not exactly a conservative LLM, is it? No, if anything, it's been accused of the opposite. And it says that these.
Exactly. It's more bent left. So it's probably, I wonder if you use Grok to test them, but then it wouldn't be, quote, third party that say it was, but if you use Grok, who knows what it'd be like.
Oh, I wouldn't do that because then Grok would be testing itself and nobody would trust that.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So, there are a lot of other things that are very promising about Grok. I actually gave the article that it wrote about myself a C. I thought that it was very detailed. Now, it did use some, things from Wikipedia. It does. And it does use that sort of, LLM style, which is very annoying to me, actually. The writing really isn't that bad. It's quite readable.
Well, sure. And it's also a few days behind because they asked Grok 2 days ago when it came out that I was all over Arctic Frost. Is Alex Jones telling the truth, Grok, that he's targeted? Well, I realized later I've been given stuff a day before other people. It wasn't even out yet. So Grok said, no, it's not true. The next day, oh, yeah, it's all true. But then even after more came out, it still had kind of a couched response saying, well, yeah, Jones is in there, but we don't know why, even though in the documents it said why. So, it's not God. It has some lag time.
Right, of course. And the neat thing that they're promising, they haven't implemented this yet, but you'll be able to actually talk with the Grok chatbot and say, can you fix this or can you add this to the Grokopedia article? And it will. I actually experimented with that. It didn't actually add the factoid that I told it to add, but it said it would, you know, when it became available. So they're promising
to
do
so. I hope we can fix Wikipedia. That'd be great. But it sounds like innovation. If Wikipedia doesn't fix itself, I think it's a fair statement to say, disagree, you're the expert, but to me, if Wikipedia doesn't reform, it is going to be made obsolete because of things like Grokopedia.
It's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, I'm not saying that's certainly the case. And this is actually becomes one of the main arguments now that I want to make for the 9 theses, on Wikipedia. What I'm telling the Wikipedians now is you guys need to get your act together or you are going to be left in the dust by Grok. For one thing, they need to start allowing the use of primary sources because Grokopedia is going to be trained on the primary sources. And if and when they have access to all of those library books and journals, it's game over. I mean, there's a lot of information there, and there will be orders of magnitude more articles. And
I was about to say, so far, AI is just kind of scooping social media. Imagine when it actually gets all that academic knowledge. Wow.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a really big deal.
Do we know who's on the cutting edge of scooping up all the, because I mean, you know, Sam Altman's not going to follow any rules. And I know the Google doesn't. I would imagine they must just be, or maybe they don't want smart stuff in their AI. They just want to program it. But imagine if they start feeding all the academic knowledge in the scientific and everything else alone. Imagine what AI will do with, say, quantum mechanics or nuclear physics knowledge.
Well, so far, I'll tell you, Alex, we don't see very many examples of LLMs actually being genuinely creative. They're really good at aggregating knowledge and drawing inferences and that sort of thing. They might be able to prove new theorems, right? But that's very different from coming up with new hypotheses. That's something else. And
yeah, AI plagiarizes humanity. Or kind of scrapes the collective subconscious or unconscious. And so that was kind of my point was.
Sure.
It's very narcissistic. Like we see ourselves in the water. We look at it, go, it's beautiful. It's incredible. But really, it's just showing us back at us.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. If anyone ever does create a truly creative AI, then look out. That's when everything changes. But now it's just a really amazing new kind of algorithm as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that AI of the type that we have now is ever going to get better than the training data, the best of the training data.
So it's only as good as what it gets from us.
Exactly. Yep. That's the idea. So there are other options, though. I ought to tell you. So Grokopedia is not the only other option to,
Please tell us what else is giving a run for the money there out there.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, don't give up on Wikipedia entirely. I actually want to spend a couple of months telling people to go to Wikipedia and try to, you know, do a good old college try
No, get it. You're mobilizing human intelligence to try to go in there peacefully and challenge it with the masses. That absolutely. We should.
Exactly. Go in and tell them, for example, stop indefinitely blocking so many people. Another thing that I have asked them to do is to create a legislative assembly. They should have a sort of like a Wikipedia constitutional convention. They've never had such a thing before where people face to face actually negotiate what the actual policy is.
No, instead we have I would brand it this way. There's a secret Politburo of 60 something running it, 80%+ secret. We need to end the Wikipedia Politburo and have it. Who would be the Thomas Jefferson to lead that? If they, or the Benjamin Franklin, if they called you, would you come and try to help them?
Sure. Actually, that actually is something that I might participate in, right? I might try to help organize such a thing if they called me, but they probably won't, to be honest. But I'd be open to it. So there's other things, though. All right. So let me tell you about the Encyclosphere. This is a project that I've been working on. There are a lot of other encyclopedias after all, right? Of course there are. There's dozens and dozens, hundreds, depending on how you count them, online, free. And one thing that we have not finished doing is aggregating them all in one place under a common data standard. Okay, so what if you essentially take a database, which is essentially what Wikipedia is? What if you take a Wikipedia type database, but you make out of all of the encyclopedias? So what we call that is the Encyclosphere. So the Knowledge Standards Foundation, which is what I head up now, has been working.
That's like open human AI. That's genius. Take them all and fuse them into one. Ooh, that would definitely bring competition.
It's decentralization, right? So I'm not claiming that all of these encyclopedias are going to be like, under the same management, like my management. No. It's just like, well, you remember the blogosphere, people ran their own blogs and they posted updates about themselves and they made essays and whatnot.
And that was the golden age because knowledge of the crowd would always almost send the very best thing at the top.
Exactly. And then the idea is there would be these aggregators that would bring blogs together in one place and then you could find the best of them and so forth. I want to do the same thing with encyclopedias. And of course, then that makes it a lot easier for LLMs to learn from a wide variety of sources. I think that.
And that's really the problem with the AI is they're all government corporations, weaponized, psychopaths and sociopaths wanting it for control. So people ask why AI does so many nasty, weird, schizophrenic things. We talk to it all the time. They go, I'm crazy. I'm having a problem. Bad. I mean, we know how to even get it to tell us, like, I have bad people blocking me from telling you. It's just like, wow.
Right, right. Well, I think the answer is ultimately to trust humanity in the following way. Basically, what we need to do is return to the good old standards of the distributed web that you and I sort of grew up around. You know, like you, to a great extent, I think you, Alex Jones, are a product of the old decentralized web. I don't know.
100%. People ask why I was successful. There were a lot of people smarter than me. I just showed up right at the right time when the internet was going mainstream in the early mid 90s, and it was literally a product of that. And absolutely, and it was the Renaissance. It was the Wild Wild West. And I think, at least from what Musk has said, and it seems like he's doing better than other people, he understands decentralization, at least for competitiveness, is the key to what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, to the extent that he's using a lot of different sources and so forth, but on the other hand, he's creating a system that is, at least for now, closed source. He says it's going to be open source. Now, let me explain what this means for the people who don't know. He says that he's going to make the software that runs Grokkapedia, that builds Grokkapedia, open. So you'll be able to, programmers will be able to actually look at the software that opens it. But what we will not be able to see, I assume, is a list of all of the training data. In other words, where all the data comes from. And of course, the general public will not have direct access to all of that training data. So we won't be able to replicate what Grokkapedia has done. We'll only be able to see the articles and maybe the software that generate the articles.
Why do you think he's doing that?
Why is he like open
source? I don't think he wants his competitors to know how to do what he's done.
I think that in order to be able to, it's actually very strategically smart. In order to be able to argue that Grokkapedia is a serious competitor of Wikipedia, he needs to be able to say that Grokkapedia is open source in the same way that Wikipedia is open source. Right now, one of the main reasons why Wikipedia has the reputation that it has is that it is ostensibly, it appears to be open, right? It isn't really. Right. There's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes, off wiki. But nevertheless, the software, the articles that are produced, and the process all appears to be, above board, inspectable, as it were. Right. So that's not the case, with most encyclopedias. So what he's trying to do clearly is to make Grokkapedia as open as it possibly can be, because otherwise it doesn't look as trustworthy. It looks like a black box. And I'm saying that...
Okay, well, I'm dense, though, but you're saying, but it's not as open as it should be. What should he do differently?
I think that he's doing what he should, you know. What he hasn't done yet is he hasn't actually released a list of all of the articles so people can go and scrape them, as it's called. You can't just download all the articles. Now, I've got people, a couple of different people that I'm working with who are going to do that. We're going to test his claim that it's actually open source so that we'll at least be able to make copies.
No, that's good. So maybe it's an afterthought, but you're saying overall you like it, but he needs to show the process of how the sausage was made.
Yeah, well, that's a different aspect of it, right? So it needs to be open in two different senses. It needs to be open in the sense that we need to be able to inspect the code that generates the articles, but we also need to be able to use the articles and you know, share the articles freely. That's what he has essentially guaranteed. And so we're going to put the Grokopedia in the encyclosphere, too.
Perfect.
And
overall, do you see anybody else, Larry Sanger, who's a tech titan that is doing it in a more open way like Musk? Or is there any other quote, quasi-good guys?
Well, Justopedia, all right? So it's not like Musk, but it's another competitor, which is very important. So Justopedia was created by a woman named Betty Wills. She's in her 70s, but she's a lot more energetic than most people in their 20s. And she is a disaffected Wikipedian. She's not exactly a conservative. She's an old classical liberal. She is doing her very best to keep Justopedia, to make Justopedia as objective as it possibly can
well,
be.
Well, folks, this is really important. Do a few more minutes, Larry Sanger. I want to ask you about your recent conversion story. So important. Then we got some other major breaking news. Stay with us back in just a few minutes. Thank you so much, Larry Sanger. LarrySanger.org and at iSanger on X.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So if you really want to change things, you actually have to know how they work. And, you know, even with populist conservative nationalists, you know, Larry Singer earlier kind of astutely said, I don't know if you call yourself a conservative. I just call myself a pro-human, pro-God, pro-freedom, populist, common-sense person. A classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson is what I would call myself. If you looked at the nomenclature used 250 years ago at the founding of the country, I would say I'm a flaming liberal. Well, a flaming liberal today is what they call, you know, a right-wing Hitler person, which is completely preposterous. I'm not a statist. I'm not for centralization like Hitler or Stalin. I know real freedom. I've got statistics here. I mean, communism is a disaster. People tend to like state power and all this. And the problem is we get in a big enough crisis, it'll only be state power that will get us out of it at first. And the question is, how do you get out of that problem? You trade one problem for another. But I want to get to the founder of Wikipedia, Larry Sanger, who's a true trailblazer and you're really trying to reform things and fix things right now, a real revolutionary, back on. He's written his 9 theses on Wikipedia at LarrySanger.org. But in closing, because I knew who you were when you founded it, and I followed you being a critic in the last, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of Wikipedia, and I've seen Musk quote you and stuff like that, but I didn't know really your internal worldviews or your spiritual life. And so one of the talking points is, hey, Evan, please send us talking points, because he knows more than I do, is your conversion story, which went viral in Christian media last February. So I don't know about that story. I don't know if you had a solid tarsus moment or what happened. So that's definitely interesting for everybody. So please tell us about that briefly.
Sure. So in 2020, I converted to Christianity. I don't know how much time we have to tell the story.
As much time as you need. But briefly, I know you've got to go, but tell us about
it. Yeah, of course. So basically I lost my faith when I was about 15, and I decided to become a truth seeker, which is why I got my PhD in philosophy. And for over 35 years, I was an unbeliever, pretty much confirmed. I wouldn't have called myself an atheist. I called myself an agnostic. Then in 2019, a friend of mine sort of opened my eyes to the whole Epstein stuff and to the idea that there actually are people who think of themselves as Satanists who are, some of whom are very powerful, and they actually believe the things that they do, which are inversions of the Bible. And if you really want to understand how they do and why they do what they do, then you would actually have to read all of these spooky occult books and stuff like that. And I was, you know, enough open-minded enough to be interested. But then I said, well, if this stuff were true, then it would be dangerous to read these books according to them. Because I would be opening up these spiritual doorways.
Wow, this is fascinating, because I've told this story and I've had an incredibly insane life. People know, I mean, it sounds insane. I never tried to join Satanist, and growing up in Dallas, I was good looking, whole nine yards, really, you know, everything. And I repeatedly got, like, I never got into it officially, but I mean, we're talking eyes wide shut stuff. Okay, so, yeah. I mean, literally like the movie, but except I'm leaving. So that's why I know how real this is, and they understand exactly God of the universe and the code of the universe is power. They know the power of inverting it, and it's always perfectly inverted. People understand they can't do a side angle or this or that. All they can do is invert, but they know there's great power in that, and so that's what they're into. So that was kind of your awakening when you began to research it.
So what I did was, after a few months, I was just looking for some bedtime reading, and I decided to start reading the Bible because, well, I'd never read it all the way through, and I said, well, okay, if I really do want to understand this, like, Freemasonry stuff or whatever, then I ought to be better acquainted with the Bible. So I did, and at first I didn't have this idea, but I this time through, because I'd read it a little bit with my homeschool boys, I decided to subject it to real critical tests, because now it really seemed to matter. So I started asking all the old questions that I've been asking all my life about the Bible, trying to get them answered. So I looked up answers online. I didn't necessarily believe the answers, but what I was surprised about is that there actually were answers to those. So the Bible ended up looking much more coherent than I understood.
You're a really smart guy. You have organic questions, and you find every question has voluminous answers that make sense.
Basically, yes. That's what shocked me. The idea was, I didn't immediately believe all of the answers, because it's a whole system, and you actually have to accept the system as a whole before the parts become really compelling.
You have to plug into the wall, Holy Spirit, to then get the next level.
Exactly. And of course, that's another thing that I did. I started tentatively talking to God. I didn't want to call it praying. I don't do that sort of thing, no. I also, at the same time, started rethinking the traditional arguments for the existence of God, because I'm a philosopher. I actually taught philosophy of religion a couple of times when I was an agnostic. So I knew the arguments and stuff. Wasn't a specialist in that field, but I knew it reasonably well. And as I was reading the Bible, there were things that in the Bible itself that... It was shocking to me just how they changed my perspective on the traditional arguments for the existence of God. Like, they gave me new ideas about how to develop them so that they would be actually persuasive to me. And so in the end, after about 4 months, I actually started writing a book. It was a blog post at first, and now it's a book, and it's 650 pages and counting.
What's the name? I want to read it. God Exists. Oh, I've heard of that. Oh, yeah.
I'll send you a copy.
No, I've heard of it. I'll get it. I can get it at the store. I'll get it today.
Yeah. Oh, it's not published yet.
I've heard similar names. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you how real God is. Because I guess I was dumb, so God said, I got to really show this guy. God literally says, this is going to happen. I'll even go on air and say, God just said this, that happens. I mean, it's like, it's 100% God's real. Or call whatever force you want, space aliens, whatever you, I mean, whatever. I've never seen Little Green Men or anything, but I'm just telling you, like, it is real. And let me tell you, at the highest levels of the elite, none of them are atheists. They are 100% believe they're interfacing with interdimensionals. That's not coming out with Congress. They don't call them demons. Oh, interdimensionals. And I would tell you, there's no joke about any of this. I mean, I was reading Pentagon textbooks with a guest a week ago, Jay Dyer, like top textbooks caught in Harvard, MIT, all of it. And they're like, yes, well, you know, we interface with interdimensional beings. That's how we get our knowledge. And you read the Bible, you read the grimoires, the black magic books, all that. That's what this is about. This is what the alchemists were doing.
Right. I'm staying away from that crap. That's for sure. I am not going to get involved in.
Oh,
in
Solomon
that.
Was a, you know, King David's son, and was they think he probably got. Yeah, no. Let me advise people, like, I never even tried to get involved. You definitely don't want to get involved, because it rubs off on you. There's no, you know, only God can make me transcend it. But no, once you've rubbed up against it, it's got a stink to it. It doesn't go away. It's worse than a skunk.
Right. So I actually, I was really flying under the radar as a Christian for 5 years. And I started writing my conversion story in 2024. It took me about a year. I finished it in February of this year and put it out there. And, you know, it's 45 pages long when you print it out. It's a lot of words. And, you know, it's got all of these excursies about philosophy in there. Nobody is going to be interested in this, is what I said. But my mother read it. And I didn't expect that at all. And she's not exactly an intellectual person. You know, all kinds of people from all walks of life were reading it. I didn't expect that at all.
Have you read C.S. Lewis?
Yes, of course.
I mean, that was an obvious thing, but I mean, that's, once you have knowledge, it's like a whole deeper thing. You know, it's like little kids read it and get it. That's at one level. It's pretty deep.
Yes. So, I at that time, I still hadn't decided on a denomination. I knew I wanted to go to church. So I went through a process where while I was working on the nine theses, I was also working on, a series of answers to 15 different theological questions. And I went a deep dive. It's actually long. And at the end of the whole process, to make a long story short, I ended up in the ACNA, the Anglican Church in North America. And so I have been confirmed there, and I am a regular church goer every Sunday.
Well, that's beautiful. Really, this is a fight between good versus evil. Larry Sanger, let's get another interview soon, a deep dive with no commercials. We'll do a podcast later on the show. God bless you, and just great work what you're doing trying to reform Wikipedia or point the way to something that will revolutionize things. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Now, we had Dale Bigtree in here on fire for an hour and a half, and then Larry Sanger on fire. I didn't plug except 30 seconds. We will shut down if I don't promote products, okay? Plus, the products are insanely good. So I want to just, in the last 13 minutes we have left here, do an open push for fundraising. If you just bought the product and it was bullcrap, you'd be funding an operation that's proven itself, and you'd be winning. The damn products work. Why would, again, to me, I don't know if people sell stuff that doesn't work. Like, why would you sell something that doesn't, like, sell a car that breaks when you drive it off the lot? It's just like, no. You're missing out if you don't go to theallshowstore.com. Biggest sale so far this year, 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales that are there, 50% off for folks on the supplements there as well, 20% off when you use the Droid or Apple app at alexjonesapp.com. A lot of that becomes a loss leader. This is insane. Ultramethylene Blue, limited run. Ultramethylene Red, limited run, selling out right now. I want to get Chase on, because I can't read all these names properly. I'm pretty smart, but I'm not good at scientific names. To tell you what ChatGPT says about this product, our own three different development groups looked at this. They came up with a similar formula. We ran it through ChatGPT. It came up with a similar formula without even giving it the parameters. So tell us about this. And then we'll get the owner of Bigly on, who's keeping us on the air. Nate Hughes is very excited about this. So Chase Geiser, thank you so much for being our tail gunner today.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you, Alex. As is always the case, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on your show and share with you some of these details about Ultramethylene Red. First of all, this has been an incredible launch of this product since we launched it on Tuesday of this week. I've never seen anything like it, especially not since Methylene Blue, in terms of the customer audience excitement around this product. So
yeah, I'm very excited to see. It's going to sell out by Sunday. We'll get more for a month, so if you want to get it now.
In 3 days, we've gone through half of everything that we had for it. I mean, this is how fast this is going off. And now that we're doing a 25% off site-wide sale, in addition to the fact that you can get 50% off if you subscribe to this supplement, this thing is going to fly off the shelves. I think in the next 48 hours, we've got more on order coming in, like another tens of thousands of units coming in, but we've got to work with the formulators and get that all developed. It's going to take weeks. So this is really a last chance to get the most exciting supplement, I think, that's hit the market in the entire industry of supplements this entire year. And it's, look, it's ingredient after ingredient, study after study, showing the incredible benefits of this. Everything from mood regulation to migraine prevention to 47% reduction in likelihood of macular degeneration that's age-related, according to some studies relating to some of the ingredients in this product. Goes on to have other benefits for your heart, for your digestion, for cognitive support, for anti-aging in terms of how it affects cognitive functioning altogether. I mean, this is the most incredible tincture.
I said, when Methylene Blue came out like 8 months ago, I said, what will supercharge it? You went and started investigating three different developers. They came up with a similar formula. Without giving it parameters, you fed it to ChatGPT. It came up basically just different amounts with the exact same formula we just put out. So, like, this is powerful.
It's human-created, AI-confirmed, Alex. That's a good way to put it. We didn't rely on AI to make this because we don't trust anything that's made by other humans, especially in the technocratic space. But in terms of verifying and finding the studies for the ingredients, not using your name at all to ensure that the results that it kicks back are as accurate as possible, this is solid as a rock. It's the most incredible product I've ever seen since Methylene Blue. And they're perfect together. It's a Methylene Blue super enhancer, but it's also an incredible product as a standalone product. So I highly recommend it for anybody out there. Obviously, talk to your physician. But as you might be able to tell, I'm a little excitable today. I've probably taken too much. I've been taking it every couple of hours. I took it with the Methylene Blue today. And I tell you what, man, I feel like I'm plugged into the heart of the sun.
Well, it would take an hour to go over all the ingredients and how they're the very best ingredients. People read this ingredients list. If you're getting synthetic, some of these are toxic. These are not synthetic. And so the sourcing of it, a bigger problem is when something has so many ingredients, they're like, yeah, we can make it, but we don't have the ingredients. I mean, that's what goes into this. If you do synthetic, there's always plenty of synthetic. That's not RRC moss, all of it. It's the real deal. It's the very best because we all take it. We don't want the bad mojo, the bad karma, reap what you sow of anything bad. This is amazing. How fast does it hit you? Methylene Blue hits it for me in about 20 minutes. This hits in about an hour.
Yeah, I've had the same experience. I found that it does take about an hour for it to hit if I just take it on its own, but if I take it with the Methylene Blue, then I feel the amplification in conjunction. I also think that since I've been taking it every day since we launched it on Tuesday, we had it here on Monday, but we launched it on Tuesday, I think that it's been stacking and building up in my body. I'd have to look into the science to confirm that, but I'm certainly feeling like I'm in a different state of mind. I'm not old. I'm only 35 years old, but I feel like 5 years younger. I don't know. I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Not that there's much of a difference between 35 and 29, but I don't know. I'm a little bit more aggressive, but not in an obnoxious way. I just feel like ready to attack. And I love that because the worst feeling in the world is just this like apathy or lethargy or languid attitude.
Well, let's be clear. Freedom is obnoxious. Attitude. You're extremely obnoxious.
Yes.
I'm extremely obnoxious. Dale Bigtree is even more obnoxious, which I love. This guy
didn't call
is
him
like,
Dale Small Bush.
I've known him 20 years. This is like, you go to dinner, it's like nonstop. Like, because it's real. This is what men are supposed to act like. And then we get the right compounds and just supercharge it. So folks, it's not hype. You gotta get the Methylene Blue if you've been on the fence. You gotta get the Ultramethylene Red. All the other products are so insane. We took the top two formulas and created a horse pill with Ultimate Life Force for the spike protein detox, but it's more than that. Even if you take the shot, y'all got spike protein, it's everywhere. You gotta detox it on a regular basis, but it supercharges your cardiovascular regardless. They're all amazing products. And the enemy wants to shut down. So closing comments, I want to bring in the owner of Bigly, who's right there with you up there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, at the warehouse, because I know Nate is bouncing off the walls about this.
No, yeah, and he dressed up like an insurrectionist today for Halloween. We had a little Halloween competition here at the office, Alex. But
he also got pardoned by Trump for trying to save a woman they beat to death. And then Trump, he had 4 years in prison. Trump had to, like, you always know the owner of our sponsor had to be pardoned by the president. Yeah.
It's like, I feel like every other person that I interact with is somebody who's had a presidential pardon in these days. That's how screwed up the government is, man, that we've gotten to this point.
Can you believe they just were Grassley released yesterday, Senator Grassley. They said target all his employees, which I already knew. So they dragnetted all of us like the 15th investigation we know of and found nothing. Well, no shit, Sherlock. What do you think we do? No. I had the most, like, literally, I had, like, this really cool guy. All these other people were like, we'll fly on a private jet to this football game. It's going to be great. I'm like, sorry, I got to fight the globalists. And it's just like, people are like, God, all you do is work because it's exciting. I'm in the gun cockpit blasting enemies, blowing the hell out of them. How am I supposed to, as long as ammunition's loaded in the guns, I'm going to keep blasting.
Well, look, Alex, you only need a vacation if you're not doing something that you love. So Come on in, Nate. So I want to go over to Nate here and have him sit down and talk to you a little bit, because I know we've only got about 6 minutes of the show left. I'm going to pass off to Nate real quick, Alex. But closing thoughts. Thank you so much for your support. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of the 25% off and get the ultra methylene red. It's incredible. Here's Nate.
And that's 25% off on top of everything else. 50% off, you name it, supplements. This is insane. Yeah, the app, 20% off on top of that, loss leader, but it's so good. We just want you to try it, because we know you're going to be absolutely obsessed with it, ladies and gentlemen. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend each month at the store instantly. Special deal, special offer, special sales. If you're worried about stuff selling out, like Ultra Methylene Red, we'll become a subscriber. Lock in 50% off. Cancel any time. That's the answer. Become a subscriber. Become a VIP now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Nate Hughes, fellow thought criminal, owner of Bigly, powering the info war right now. So you don't usually get involved in ads. You were running around crazy on this stuff last week. What do you think of methylene red?
So obviously I've tried methylene blue and I've used it, quite a bit, right? I was really curious when these samples came in of the methylene red to try it, Alex, because I wasn't sure how I was going to feel. I've taken, you know, heavy doses of B12 and others, but I wasn't sure how the mixture of all these B vitamins, acetyl-L-carnitine, betaine, all the stuff was going to work. And this is just my personal feeling. When I take the methylene blue, I get the energy. I feel like I'm hooked up to freaking electricity from into the wall, right? But when I take the methylene red, it's like I'm able to hyper-focus. It's like I'm able to have sustained brainstorm sessions, specifically at work, you know, while I'm on methylene red. And I'm like, this is a powerhouse nootropic. Like, so you get the energy from the methylene blue for me. And then I get the brain boost and the cognitive function from the red, and it's like, it's magic. I don't know. It's amazing. So how do you feel when you take it? Like, that's just my, I know we haven't really talked a lot about it, but that's how it makes me feel. It's amazing.
I'm going to take some right now, and I like to put it in water. And again, we don't put dyes in it. So right now they call it red. It's really methylene orange because there's no dyes. Yeah. That's just the color of the different types of methylcobalamin that are organic in there. And so I like to do it with water. And then I've run out of my...
I'm going to do it with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I like to put the methylene blue on top of it. And my iodine ran out the other day. I need to get another bottle of that. And I swirl it up. And then I just bang, baby, it's party time. And
All right, here, I'm going to go two. Let's see how we do on two.
Folks, all you got to do is try us. Like, are you not informed? Are you not involved? Are you not
sour.
Supercharged? Yeah, it's a strawberry sour flavored.
I love the sour.
We had Russell Crowe around here a couple days ago, believe it or not. But there are a lot of awake people, man. A lot of good stuff going on.
You know,
I just thought of Russell Crowe. He goes, are you not entertained? Are you not
entertained? Yeah. You know, the Arctic Frost stuff, I really hope something happens with that, because it, you know, that directly affected you. It directly affected me and the rest of the J6 family, right? And I really hope they do something about that, because I mean, that, I feel like that's high treason, right?
No, I agree. But what about the fact that it's all confirmed? They looked at everybody, InfoWars employees, everybody, and a total ragnet, turned the whole FBI loose on us. And of course, nothing. I mean, you know, what are you going to get us doing? Barbecuing in our backyard? You're going to catch us doing that? I mean, it's just like, but you know, here's the thing. They think we're like them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do when you go home today with your family? Trick or treat, hang out, barbecue tomorrow? I mean, you can probably work. Like, what are they doing that they think if they investigate this, they're going to find something? Because they never do.
I think they just look for stuff to try and hit us on, because they're ideologically different than us, right? So we knew they were doing it, right? And when you talk about it, it was this big grand conspiracy, but look what the grand conspiracy is. It was their actions of surveilling everyone that didn't believe everything that they believe. So it's high treason, in my opinion, and these people need to go to prison. So,
well, when we're being bad, we go off and hunt or fish. That's about as bad as it gets. It's like, seriously, it's like, or we pull in and eat a cheeseburger. Like to us, that never gets old. To them, I just don't know what they think they're going to find. Every time we scratch the surface with them, though, total criminals.
That's what I was going to say. I think they're inherently evil, and there's things that they do that, you know, they don't want to come to light, you know. So they project this, their inner negativity onto us and make us out to be the bad guys, make us out to be these evil criminals that go home to our families and cook dinner and enjoy ourselves, right, as peaceful, freedom-loving Americans. So, Yeah, it's just a projection of evil. And, I think the tide's turning. I think we're winning, but we got to keep pushing. Like, we can't just sit on our hands right now and just hope that the next 3 years are going to go good. We got to push our people to do as much as they can while they're in office.
Well, that's right. That Dell Big Trade interview was so powerful. So many great things happening. People really don't recognize how amazing it is. Ultramethylene Red, hey, you're the head of the company. Chase can't give me an answer. When does more come in? 2 weeks, a month? We're about to sell out of it.
So 2 weeks from now. So we've got our supplier. Hey, we've got them on notice that we need all the B vitamins you can get, everything that's in methylene red. We need it because we're going to need another, 20 or 30,000 bottles fast.
Let's be clear. It's not just three times the best organic B12. It's a whole bunch of other known compounds to supercharge it.
Yes. It's a supercharged B vitamin formula plus acetyl L-carnitine plus a few others. And it's amazing. And it's the best way to support you, Alex, at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get Robin, and you've got Batman with the methylene blue, and it is the most powerful energy and nootropic blend that I've ever tried in my entire life.
It's amazing. And get it now. 50% off, thealexjonesstore.com. Harrison Smith takes over now. Great job, Nate Hughes. I'll rest the crew bigly.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.